Hey, what's poppin'? It's the Wednesday show. We're Drew and Mike in the DealsInTheD.com studios. We've got Mark and Brandon.
Yo.
You know, I just... Where was Trudy yesterday?
She's on vacation right now, remember?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I kind of thought she was supposed to be off. I didn't want to say anything, but now I feel like I should have said something. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I got a great list from somebody that I want to dig into. Not right away, but eventually.
What's the topic?
It's the top 50 movie soundtracks. For some reason, people love movie soundtracks. I'm not exactly sure why, because I guess it's somebody plucking songs.
Different bands. Yeah.
And I love a movie when it introduces me to a song I don't know.
Yeah.
Which happens.
It happened with Vanilla Sky and Radiohead.
That's right.
With you, yeah.
Well, when somebody finds some nugget from 20 or 30 or 40 years ago, and you go, God, what is that song? And, you know, maybe discover a new band, or maybe it's just a song. I don't know, something about that. And then I have this weird phenomenon where I hear songs that I'm not crazy about in a movie in the right scene, and then I like the song more.
That makes sense. Like Sister Christian?
Yeah, that's a good example.
From Boogie Nights?
I kind of like that song. That's
well,
on the
now,
list.
Now, because of that movie...
I think I liked it before okay. I mean, it's not my favorite song.
Yikes.
But, you know what I was watching? And this is not on the list of the top 50 soundtracks, and it's an outrage. The Last American Virgin, or was it Valley Girls? The movies are very close together. They both have great soundtracks. They both should be on the list. Anyway, the Cars song Magic is in one of those soundtracks. I never liked that song, but for some reason, it works in the movie.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that song either.
Here's the scene. You can just tell it works.
Oh, that's great.
That scene is so dumb.
It's so dumb.
It gets them late, essentially.
Yeah, that's funny.
It's ridiculous. Okay. So we're live on Facebook, which means, and I talked to Emergency Response Services Incorporated today because there was a question about a kind
water?
Of a water coming into bathroom tile and like making it wet, and then the tile's dry and the grout, and then they get wet again. And yes, they will answer all kinds of questions. They might deal with it. They might tell you somebody else would be better at it, but they do deal with things that might surprise you.
Soak it in salt water and see if it plumps up.
Like washing machines that are sending water all over the place.
Oh, those are fun. That's a great one. Yeah.
Behind the fridge, leaky sink, under the dishwasher. I mean, that can cause a lot of damage. Water is a bitch.
Water squirt emoji, water squirt emoji, water squirt emoji.
So keep an eye out for any water in your home. Not just floods, but floods. I think you'll notice the floods. Water is the enemy. Emergency Response Services will help you. Call 877-JOB-DONE or visit 877-JOB-DONE.com. That's Emergency Response Services Incorporated. Get 877-JOB-DONE on the fridge.
I'm gonna spare you because Lindsay on Facebook Live wants to hear the water's a need guy. But I'm not playing it because I know that's your least favorite drop in the whole archive of drops.
I don't think it adds anything to anything.
No, all it does is make you angry, which is why I'm not playing.
I don't get angry. I just feel bummed out because the guy's on his deathbed.
He's not on his deathbed. He's at a protest.
It doesn't sound well.
Water. Because he needs water.
I get more focused on...
clearly.
He's a glass of water.
Is that why he sounds that way? He's so parched.
It's so bad he showed up at a protest.
I just find myself...
demanding a glass of water.
I just find myself focusing on his health. Or his lack of health. God, it's terrible.
It's a need.
I feel sick already. I want to stop the show.
Well, I hope you're happy, Lindsay. Jeez.
Hey, normalcy.
I'd rather drink my own piss.
I prefer that one.
Gross.
Honestly.
What's that even from?
I don't know.
I'd rather drink my own piss.
I don't think I've heard that drop before.
It's Kyle Mooney, isn't it, from SNL?
Yeah, I believe so.
I think so. Just recognize the voice. That's funny.
Well, Dr. Yaldo will be glad that we found that one. Because a a sign of normalcy amid all of the craziness of 2020. Dr. Yaldo is back. He is making people see at better than 2020, or maybe he's putting in multifocal lens implants. Maybe he's knocking contacts out of your life, or reading glasses, or all glasses, which is all a pain in the ass, especially contacts. I could never get used to them. I'm just
awful.
I'm a glasses person until I do this. Corona's forced massive change and discomfort, but one thing you can look for change for the better is your eyesight. Hundreds of our listeners enjoyed freedom from a life with glasses. It says without glasses and contacts, but no, freedom from a life with glasses and contacts, shouldn't it be?
Yeah, you don't want to have glasses. Well, you know what he means. You don't want glasses or contacts.
You get it.
You want to be free of that crap.
Dave said getting his teeth cleaned hurt more. Michelle said she saved on costs, hassle, all the time putting those stupid contacts in. It's been life-changing. Carly's 19, was legally blind without contacts, and she's now 20/20. How about that?
Oh.
Call 1-800-398-EYES or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com. Be sure to tell them that Drew and Mike sent you, because $1,500 off is the Drew and Mike discount. It's alive and well. So get rid of the hassle. Great financing, too. Take your time paying. That's how the finance, they say, take your time paying. It's not like you have to pay a certain amount of
financing. Yeah.
They just tell you to take your time. It's really cool. They're so cool.
I love your eyes.
Slow down.
Okay. So what else? All right. I saw that Ford, Jim Hackett, is blown out.
No, he retired.
No. Blown out. Blown out.
No, you retired.
He was walked out of the building with security. They gave him a little box.
One tiny box that doesn't fit everything.
They threw some of his shit in there. It was overflowing, and he was struggling to get out of the building with
stuff
his box.
Stuff was falling out of the box, and he'd keep stopping and picking it up.
Security guards were punching him in the back.
Pushing him,
Actual audio.
Jim, I'm sorry to tell you, you're fired. Get out of here.
Everything has gone south for Hackett. He was the belle of the ball after he got Harbaugh to come.
Hired Harbaugh, yeah.
And the Harbaugh thing is, it's gone okay.
Oh, that was a good hire.
A little bit sideways. It was who they wanted, no doubt, at the time. And the Ford thing is just, I mean, blown out. It is horrible. I just can't believe that a guy like that, he's, 96, 97 years old, and they're shoving him out the building like Mr. Burns.
Like the guy at the Buffalo protest.
You're fired.
What's the status of that guy, by the way?
I don't know. No one knows.
Shouldn't there be an update on that? I mean, we spent 3 days. It was the lead story for 3 days.
I don't know. He's probably pratfalling for money now.
Well, or he's... Wait, wasn't he stealing information from
That's
the...
That's what I mean. Yeah. Oh, maybe he's infiltrating the Buffalo Police Department.
No, I remember he was scanning their cell phones or something.
Yeah, he was hacking into the police plan.
A secret wand. It looks like he has been released from prison... I'm sorry. The hospital. I apologize.
Okay, yeah.
He has
been
released
in prison.
And in quotes, he looks great. So things were looking up.
Good. He was seriously hurt. So, yeah.
I saw a video today of, it's the first day back at school for kids in high school in Georgia. Did you see the video?
Oh, my God. Georgia's a disaster. Yeah.
Wait, why is it the first day of school? It's like August 4th.
Well, Indiana, too. And Indiana already had a big break. Indiana. The family, their kid was sick. They gave him a coronavirus test and then sent him to school before getting the results back. And what do you know? Surprise! He's got COVID.
So how many other people have it?
I don't know. That school already had to shut down.
Because of him?
Yeah, it's a junior high school.
Oh, nice going.
Greenfield, Indiana.
Well, somebody was kind enough to take a video of the hallway at this Georgia high school, which was just jam-packed with hundreds of kids right next to each other, you know, struggling to get by. It looked like, you know, the palace at halftime of a NBA Finals game. It was just massive. And like one out of every eight kids is wearing a mask, maybe.
Yeah.
But honestly, it didn't even look to me like masks would help that much. It was so crowded.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's great. That's just great. And MSU, this is a shitty way to start the show. MSU has 7 student athletes with COVID-19. Are they shutting back down or were they even opened back up?
That's a good question. I don't know. I saw that Michigan asked all the students that are coming back to campus to please quarantine at home for 14 days until you come to campus.
Sure they're going to.
No, nobody tells them what to do.
What is going on at Michigan? It seems like there's somebody, nobody's running the ship there, or nobody's running the ship very sensibly, because why would they, they're not going to do that?
I'm shocked. I don't know why it's not all online. Probably because they don't want to give money back.
Oh, I'm sure it's about money.
They cannot dip into the $12 million endowment.
It's always about the money. Yeah. But yeah, they said, I cracked up actually when I saw this. Okay, take your temperature twice a day. Stay out of public transportation and no work for 14 days before you return to campus.
And then when you get there, have a big party.
What do they think is going to happen on campus? I guess fraternities aren't ever going to have parties. There will be no keggers. Nobody go to any bars.
No.
Why would you go back? Are people going back to campus so they can get coronavirus?
Well,
I mean, is that the reason they're going back? Because I can't imagine any other reason.
I don't know what else they would get, yeah.
Oh, boy. And they had, today I saw some shots of the University of Kentucky, which is starting up. Boy, it seems early to start up to me. But anyway, these kids were...
Back to school, to prove to Dad that I'm not a fool. I got my lunch packed up, my boots tied tight. I hope I don't get in a fight. Oh, back to school.
30,000 students, they said. University of Kentucky. 30? Really?
Have COVID?
No, they said are going back.
Oh, they will have COVID.
And they were taking their temperatures, and they were pointing at their COVID command center.
Oh, what is that?
Where Cobra Commander?
Good call.
All the data, all the temperature taking tests, and all that stuff comes into the COVID command center.
Well, the good thing is all these tests... All these tests are very, very reliable.
Yeah, Matt Stafford's, it turns out, was unreliable. But Matt Stafford's just a regular person, practically homeless. Nobody cared about his test.
Kelly Stafford.
Oh, yeah, he's really important, and they still got it wrong.
Did you see Kelly Stafford pop off?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, on Instagram about it.
What'd she say?
Let me see if I can find it.
I hope she told people to shut up.
Here's what she posted on Instagram. The past 4 days... Everyone should shut up. No, the past 4 days have been somewhat of a nightmare. For 24 hours,
shut up.
For 24 hours, we believe my husband was positive for COVID. We were all tested the day after, and we were all negative, including Matthew. Then he tested negative again, then again, and again, and again. I've been losing my mind because of how the family's been treated. Everyone needs to shut up.
Yeah.
Since my husband was put on COVID IR, even after we knew it was a false positive, our school told us we were not allowed back. I was approached in a grocery store and told I was, quote, endangering others. My kids were harassed.
Who wants pizza?
Wait, I find this hard to believe.
I find this one hard to believe. Her kids were harassed and kicked off a playground. Those kids aren't that old.
Kids are two, aren't they?
Yeah.
Well, she's got four kids that are three or under.
Get out of here.
I was told people are going,
hey, you little fucking COVID brat.
Get off the playground. I'll kick your ass.
I wish you'd get out of my life and shut up.
There's a video of him.
But. You sickly little twerp, get out of here!
40-year-old guy just pounding on a 2-year-old.
Trying to kill people? They're getting the Hackett treatment.
My kids were arrested and kicked off a playground. I was told that I needed to wait in my car when trying to pick up food. And the people closest to us have to get tested.
Get out! Go!
I don't blame these scenarios on any of the people directly involved. I understand where they're coming from. But I do blame the NFL. Ooh. I blame them for not holding themselves accountable. These are people's lives and livelihoods that are in the results of their test sites. Maybe we should be absolutely positive a person has COVID before releasing that info into the world.
Oh, my God. This is all so stupid. So stupid. People were bullying her children.
I don't know. I don't know why.
I'm hard to believe.
Get the fuck out of here!
People really giving Kelly Stafford a bunch of shit? First of all, if I saw Kelly Stafford and I knew this, I'd probably just stay 6, 8, 10 feet away.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're really going to go up and go, hey, you're endangering people!
This is Kelly. I find it hard to believe the school said, we don't want you back here.
If she showed up with a couple autographed footballs, would they?
Yes, probably.
Yeah, I bet they would. If it was Matt, they'd ask for his autograph, and he'd be in his face. They'd be making out with him.
Want COVID, yeah.
Trying to.
Just like, you see Magic Johnson show up somewhere on his yacht. He might be Croatian, and of course he is just flooded by fans to take selfies.
And he not only could have COVID, but I don't know, he had AIDS.
We've kind of just shows how far we've come with AIDS. Because people are just engulfing themselves around Magic Johnson to get a selfie.
Well, whatever he's got, you want to get it, because look how well he's doing. I mean, the guy can overcome anything.
He does have the best AIDS.
Give me some of it.
He's easily got the best AIDS. Yeah, or no, awesome. It's not AIDS, it's HIV. He's got the best HIV.
Yeah, and he attained it. I wonder if he knew where he was getting it.
He must have. Nothing but the best for Magic.
The University of Kentucky, how can they have 30,000 students? Why is this okay? You mean to tell me that, okay, they all said the majority of the classes are in person.
Yeah.
Okay, your COVID command center, that sounds really cool, but this is such a bad idea because these kids are going to want to party.
No.
No, kids have no sense. They don't. They're invincible.
What's going to be interesting is, so how many positive tests is that university going to have before they go, oh, okay, all right, let's just do this online?
Well,
because if you're already allowing 30,000 in, you know, you're accepting the fact that some of them are going to get it.
Okay, the reason this really makes me mad is partially personal, because I was talking to somebody today, because Northwest Tech had just come on the air with us.
Yeah.
And it was a great account, and it was working. A lot of people were considering HVAC, you know, as a career because it is a solid thing. You'll never lack for work. Mm-hmm. And they are just completely shut out of classes. And I guess the feeling is, oh, no, you do that online. No, you can't teach
do that
people
online. No way.
How to fix furnaces and air conditioning online. They just can't. So they're sitting there twiddling their thumbs going, you know, can we get back to work? Now, this is not the kind of campus where people are going to have – there's no fraternities at Northwest Tech.
Yeah.
Yeah, people of all ages.
Well, most of them work another job, too.
So there's no fraternities. There's no keggers. I don't think there are. Maybe we can find out. We have some pretty good contacts over there. It's not a big campus. It's a commuter school.
Yeah.
How could they be shut down while Michigan is telling people to come to campus and telling people, hey, you know, take a temperature. We know they're not going to do it.
Life can be so unfair.
So they're encouraging people to gather at University of Michigan, where they're going to go out to bars. They're going to make friends. They're going to do all those things. They're going to join fraternities. They're going to go crazy. They're going to create COVID. There's no way. And Northwest Tech can't. I mean, that doesn't make any sense to me.
Nope.
Can you explain to me legally what the difference is? Why is the University of Michigan, or better yet, why is Northwest Tech being told they can't do this?
I don't know. I don't understand it.
We need to find
out. Doesn't make any sense if the major universities are open.
Well, is it just the major universities are more powerful?
Sure.
We want football to be played, or we want anything to do this fall?
Football. I just don't, yeah, I don't
tackling
know. I don't
people.
I don't get it. I don't know how that's really gonna work.
Weird. It's all very weird, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm starting to think the NFL will just power forward and play no matter what.
I kind of think so, too. I'm amazed baseball is still dicking around, because that's all they're doing. They're just dicking around.
At least it's a good product.
I'm stupid.
You have a team
four
off
teams.
For 4 days, and they're going to play another team that's been playing. It's dumb.
There's no way they can make up all these games. There's no way. And they've got rainouts now, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, and then the game in the Twins game was delayed for a drone. Someone flew a drone over and they stopped play. I don't know why you have to stop play for a drone flying overhead, but they had a drone delay. Nobody knew what it was.
Hmm. Maybe somebody thought Meghan Markle's baby was in the stadium and they wanted
happy
to sneak a picture.
Happy birthday to Meghan Markle today.
How old is she?
I don't know. The Royals wished her happy birthday. So
I'd love to fast forward to her being like 80, just so I could see how gross she looks
and how bad
she feels.
And how desperately she's trying to grab attention then.
How sad is that going to be?
It's going to be very, very
sad. It'll be really sad.
The question is, will she ever have a job?
No.
Other than
she's married to a prince.
Yeah. Yeah.
Happy 38th birthday.
Okay. So, hey, how about that?
39.
How cool is that?
Okay.
By the way, we did talk about AB being suspended for half the season, right? Did we ever talk about this? Should we hit the?
I don't think we did. The last time we brought it up
immediately. This is an emergency.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This is huge.
This here is breaking news on the ABNN.
Happy 38th birthday.
The Antonio Brown News Network.
From your boy, AB number 84.
Stand by for some booming breaking news. And shit.
Booming.
Antonio Brown, they finally did what we've been saying they should do for quite a while, which is tell him what his punishment is so people don't have to go, well, we signed, what's going to happen? They said, you're suspended for 8 games. So that means someone could sign him to play the second half of the season in the playoffs.
Hey, all yep. right, great.
What do you think?
Will I think, somebody? I think someone would take a risk on him. I think he's good enough where those final 8 games and the playoffs, he would be a big benefit. The question is if they'll allow him because of like a locker room presence or anything like that, or if he gets blackballed.
He's great in the locker room, they say.
Can I ask a dumb question? What was he suspended for? Like, what are they saying he's suspended for?
Mark, I don't think they said. I really don't think they said.
8 games? Okay.
Because
none of his stuff has gone to trial. I know he lost the condo lawsuit because he just never replied.
Right.
But other than the really horrific ones, like the sexual assault, it hasn't been litigated at all.
I thought
officially it's an 8-game suspension for violating the personal conduct policy.
Oh boy, that's kind of vague.
Yeah, very vague.
It's very vague, and like you said, it hasn't even gone to court yet. I mean, does he face another penalty if he gets it turns out to be guilty, or is this this?
I think that's a fair question.
They
man.
Did say any behavior going forward would be dealt with harshly. So I don't know if that includes any results from the
conviction.
Previous.
Well, a conviction, yeah.
So far, it looks like the Seahawks are the favorites to land him.
Here you go. The suspension is related to his no contest plea to burglary and battery.
Oh, charges. That's the only thing he's suspended for?
Burglary and battery charges and accusations of intimidating texts.
Wait a second.
What about him calling
police the N-word, calling his mother of his kids the N-word, throwing a bag of dicks at them? Should he get 2 games for the bag of dicks?
Totally cool.
That's all wrapped up.
Totally cool with it.
It's not wrapped up
in that stuff. That's not even mentioned. Not to mention sexually assaulting the trainer. That claim is still hanging. And there's some more. There's so much more. There's so many people he owes money to. I mean, he's a deadbeat. Yeah, he should get at least 3 games for being a deadbeat.
But that's the NFL, man. A lot of deadbeats in the NFL.
Okay,
you about to lose your job.
Do you think 8 games is light?
Oh, man.
I just realized in talking about this.
It's half a season.
I just realized
what
a tough position the NFL is in.
Yeah.
Because so much of it is hanging out there. So they probably were. Because now that I think about it, I'm like, I don't know what's appropriate. Because you do have potential for things to be litigated that could make it worse.
Yeah. Well, which is why I think, like you said, they added that little piece about, you know, he's on double secret probation. If something happens, heads up.
I feel like it's a mistake to sign him. I cannot believe, unless maybe he just stays. Is he on his social media still saying dumb things? Doesn't seem like it,
That's
does
a good
it?
Question. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Maybe.
Although the Seahawks, I mean, if he ended up in Seattle, it seems like one team that could handle him because Pete Carroll likes those kind of guys.
I don't know. Can anyone handle him, though? I mean,
New
England couldn't.
For a while.
Yeah. Look at Oakland. They never had a chance. He just started attacking people right out of the box. No, first it was, remember my helmet? I can't wear my helmet, so I can't play.
Yeah.
And my feet are burned.
That's right. The helmet, it caused all of Twitter to stop and look for a helmet for him. Remember that?
Yes.
Those gross pictures helmet. Of that foot. Ugh. Yeah.
And then he calls the general manager a cracker and tells him he's going to kick his ass. And, I mean, it was just so absolutely. It's kind of like Trump saying crazy shit. After a while, you don't even remember all the things in the stack because the stack keeps getting bigger. And AB, he had so many. I mean, he was so aberrant. It just seemed really like something was terribly wrong with him. Mentioned Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Deals in Indeed.com. All fired up. Is there community customers in Zot? Psyched to be back at full strength, serving your needs. And they've got the Drive Forward event at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Deals, deals, deals. 2020 Ram Quad Cab Bighorn, only $180 a month. If Jeeps are what you want, 2020 Loaded Jeep Compass, just $155 a month. There's always a new 2020 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $247 a month. And, of course, there's Wrangler. Right now, Zot employee pricing for everyone, 0% financing, $1,500 in rebates. If you want a new Jeep Wrangler, right now. Speaking of right now, go to dealsindy.com where you can look at all your options and maybe make your selection. And they can do all this without you ever going to the dealership if that's the way you would like it. And downtown Royal Oak, famous for its shopping and dining options like Luigi's and, God, so many places. I was looking at the dashboard again. I forget they have so many businesses.
I love how obsessed you get with dashboards and
I love
numbers.
The dashboard.
I know, you love data.
I do.
It's your favorite thing.
I like
data.
Numbers. And there were a lot of people out in Royal Oak this weekend. It was a rainy weekend, too. Let's see. Should I actually go to the dashboard for see if it's as exciting as I think it is?
If you want.
It's not really thrilling. Exciting.
Thrilling it is for everybody to hear the dashboard. But it is kind of weird because you get to see where everybody shopped.
I know. There's an element of, look, I don't want to know too much. I don't want people to feel like we're spying on them.
Okay, Facebook.
Let's see. Somebody went to Jolly Pumpkin Restaurant and Tap House on Sunday at
we know who you are and what you got. They took a dump 2 minutes later.
About 6 minutes earlier, somebody was at O'Toole's drinking up $20 worth. Somebody's at the Golden Cone getting ice cream.
Oh, wow.
A little bit before that. Hey, at 2:23, somebody was at Mesa chowing down. Somebody's at Royal Oak Brewery right around the same time, mid-afternoon. Little Bros Burgers at 2:55. Trattoria de Luigi's. Hey, Luigi. There he is. Luigi Cotraro. Serving somebody on...
I'm a Luigi.
Sunday evening. City Raymond. Little Tree Sushi Bar. Boy, three people went there. I notice a lot of that where our listeners
are all...
This fish
is raw.
They're such good buddies. They'll all sign up for Royal Oak Bucks, and then they go hang out. Ale Mary's, Mesa, Vera Asian, Freshy? Mm-hmm. What's that?
You asked that before.
I did,
it's
didn't
like,
I?
It's like salads and wraps to go. Yep, it's right, I believe it's right near Mesa.
Jolly Pumpkin. There's Trattoria de Luigi's, too. That's on Washington. Atomic Coffee. That's on Main Street.
I'm a Luigi.
Vera Asian. Motor City Gas. That's where they make the whiskey, isn't it?
I believe so,
yeah.
Yeah,
that looks like a cool place.
Eddie P. wrote City Raymond.
Not Raymond.
Ramen.
Lily's.
Yosemite.
Desert Oasis. Lockhart's Barbecue. They've been busy. So if you got your Royal Oak Bucks, go to any of those great places.
I'm a Luigi.
And spend. Royal Oak is really, people are having a good summer there. I mean, it's not too crazy, but there's action downtown. You can go to places, and you won't be the only one there. And, of course, they're following all the rules. So, you know, like at Mesa, we have half available, half not available. So it's safe, and you're also supposed to follow the rules yourself. Get $10 off on Lyft. People aren't using the Lyft feature as much as they are spending the money. Any ideas why?
I don't know. Maybe people like to drive themselves because parking is free in the
That's true.
Decks.
Fans are here!
Through August. But if you want to use
hammered.
Lyft, if you want to have a couple drinks and you don't want to drive home, take Lyft, get $10 off with the code GO to GO2RO. Go to Royal Oak, and you can get $10 off going home, too. $40. That's $20 to spend. You're $20 in the Lyft. There you go. Good night for you in Royal Oak. Thanks to Downtown.
This here is breaking news on the ABNN.
Happy 38th birthday.
The Antonio Brown News Network.
From your boy, AB number 84.
Stand by for some booming breaking news.
Boom. Wow. What? Is something new just happened?
That's correct.
What?
Okay. So he's lost another lawsuit as of today.
Oh, no.
He lost that condo lawsuit.
Thanks for listening.
Really?
I thought that was mentioned earlier. Maybe I'm mistaken. Is it a different condo?
All right.
Did he throw some furniture out of another condo?
Okay.
Sorry. Right. I guess we should have just let you say it because you seem to get so
what happened?
I guess it's moving on. I didn't hear you guys talk about it. I thought we were talking about Antonio Brown's punishment for the other event. I didn't know.
In your defense, it was mentioned very quickly. It was by forfeit because he basically just didn't respond, right?
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
That's what you said. I do remember that. At 6 o'clock on Channel 4, by the way, they had a little story about Kathy Zhao or Susie Zhao.
Oh, yeah.
Poker player who was found dead in the recreation area.
What is going on with Pontiac. The story?
I know,
man.
It's a 60-year-old white guy. I'm like, I just don't think this has to do with gambling. That was my feeling today. I think it seems so obvious that it would be, but often that's, you know, you want to think that because it seems logical, but
we didn't think it was a date because she had, you know, what she was wearing. Date material.
Jogging suit, and she has no wheels.
That's when you think it's some kind of rideshare crime of opportunity or something because she didn't have a car.
A driver? I mean, I don't know. But, they had something about this guy has a violent history or something like that.
Oh, he does?
That's what I just saw the clip. I just saw the...
Sean Lay's on
the scroll.
Defenders.
Defender Sean Lay, live in Pontiac with what we've learned about...
a mugshot of the dude.
...criminal history and what happened before the murder, Sean.
I mean, that's one of the key questions. How does a professional poker player who was living in L.A. know a man who was staying temporarily here on this street in Pontiac? Our sources telling us tonight the two met up at a motel the night before the murder. Hours later, Susie Zhao's body was found burned in a nearby park.
All right, why do you meet up with someone in a motel?
Yeah, that doesn't sound good.
Why do you meet up with someone in a motel?
For sex.
Oh, I was thinking drugs.
Yeah, well, drugs or sex or both. I mean, the two probably go together pretty well.
She could do so much better. She could do so much better than that guy. I refuse to believe it's sex.
Maybe this guy will have a lot of money because she seemed like she kind of needed money.
He's a transient that's living in Pontiac. Isn't that what he just said?
Did he say trans? He said he was
temporarily.
He said temporarily
here on this street in Pontiac. Our sources telling us tonight the two met up at a motel the night before the murder. Hours later, Susie Zhao's body was found burned in a nearby park.
Calling People versus Jeffrey Bernard Morris.
Jeffrey Bernard Morris, a 60-year-old from Pontiac, arraigned late today. As you can see, Morris is in the hospital after having a medical issue earlier in the day. The charge he is facing, the premeditated murder of Susie Zhao. The details, horrifying. July 13th, the 33-year-old's body was found burned at the Pontiac Lake Recreation Center. In court, we learned Morris has a long history of violent crimes.
The court is satisfied that there should not be a bond in this matter. The court to deny bond.
Here's what we know. Once Zhao's remains were identified, the mystery deepened. Zhao was a professional poker player living in L.A. Investigators had to consider if that had anything to do with
her
murder.
Tonight,
sources telling the defenders poker likely was not a factor. We are told when life got difficult for Zhao, it was common for her to come home to her mother's home in the Waterford area. The night before her remains were found, sources tell us Zhao met Jeffrey Morris at an area motel. It's believed Zhao's cell records put Morris on investigators' radar. White Lake Township Police and an FBI task force tracked Morris and arrested him last Friday. A husband and wife in Pontiac felt bad for Morris and took him in, but says he was violent, so they kicked him out.
That's sick, man. Sick individual to do something like that to a poor, innocent person like that. That's really sick.
I had nightmares last night. I'm just scared to death that they were going to let him out. I'm just glad he's off the streets. Thank you.
Back here live, that couple wants to make it clear they had nothing to do with this guy. They took him in for a bit and then kicked him out when they say he got violent. Guys, here's what we learned about Morris. On probation right now for retail fraud, recent convictions for larceny, destruction of a building, domestic violence, failure to comply with sex offender reporting duties. Let's go all the way back to 1988.
Great.
A charge of criminal sexual conduct, a drug conviction in 1980, assault with intent to rob while armed. He currently has a warrant out for his arrest for a DUI in Florida. Held tonight without bond. Still being worked on, I am told. Police will brief us officially on this tomorrow morning. Back to you.
That is a thick file. All right, Sean.
Wow, what a good report, man.
Oh, boy.
How big of an asshole do you have to be to get kicked out from someone who opens up their house to you? Right?
Pretty huge. Yeah.
They're opening up their house so you can stay and have shelter for a while, and you're such an asshole they have to kick you out.
How long
That's
do you
a bad
stay
guest.
With them?
Not long.
Because, I mean, like, even Homeless Al lasted, like, 10 months with us.
Homeless Al.
And all he did was pee out the window. And
it's not all he did.
Didn't he have an arson event with the van, too?
It wasn't an arson event. It's just he worked on the van, and it caught on fire, and he lost a whole hell of a lot of cassette tapes.
We would like to mention, too, that...
I have a feeling the cassette tapes are fine.
That he never molested Brandon. That was a conversation we had off the air.
you got to hand it to him for that.
I guess. Brandon goes, well, we were really just into wrestling.
Or Stephanie. I mean,
he said, we're really just into wrestling. I'm like, I could have groomed you, though.
No, nothing happened.
You seem like a good guy.
He was. He didn't do any crazy stuff either, like while I was in that bedroom. I don't have any memories
that you know of
weird things or seeing him nude.
Well, I should probably hypnotize you and just make sure.
Weird things, seeing him nude. So he had a robe, is what you're saying.
Nothing happened with him. Nothing weird. Nothing.
He's a good dude.
Okay.
Well, I might have found him.
What? What? Yeah. What?
That's breaking news.
What the? I came across.
Did you Google?
I came across
Al
a
homeless?
Facebook. Somehow I came across a Facebook account of somebody who I believe is his girlfriend, and so I saw a bunch of updated pictures.
You got a girlfriend? That's awesome. Does she have a house? Hopefully.
Alcama homeless.
Are we on? Are we?
We're not on Facebook anymore. No.
Man, okay, then I'm gonna show you the pictures of him real quick.
If that girlfriend's got a place, that is awesome.
She hot.
Here I mean, is, as dude. Wow, that's. Wait. Al looks pretty hip.
Yeah, he looks all right. Did you
I
friend
found
him?
Wait, hold on. Here's another one. You're going to hate this picture, Mark.
What? Buckeye Nation. Wait, he looks like a pretty cool guy, actually.
Wait, Al.
Nothing happened.
Al looks
it looks
together.
Like he's got a family now.
What? Well, he's got a Spartan hat on. Pick a team, homeless Al.
With a Yankee sweater? Or Yankees?
What a bandwagon jumper. Now he's bandwagon Al. Oh, that's a cool shirt. I need that shirt. Says one awesome dad.
Wow.
Good job, bandwagon.
Go back to that first picture, please. I thought I saw something weird in the background. Is there someone on all fours bending over?
It's a gorilla. It's a statue of a gorilla, and he's giving giving it bunny ears.
If you look at
I'm serious.
Al's sense of humor's intact.
Al seems like a good guy. I like him.
Okay, if you looked at the statue, if you look on the left, did that not look like his head or the thing's head on all fours? Just put it up one more time, Brandon. See that thing on the left, the white thing? I thought that was a head, and it was like on all fours.
Oh, well, the gorilla's like on all fours. Is that another gorilla
nothing
behind
happened
it?
Nothing with him. Nothing weird.
Okay.
Nothing.
Okay. I know. It was
like
weird.
A good
was,
guy.
I was trying to see something that wasn't there. It was like the people that see penises in the,
in
the Princess
movies,
Bride, you know, in the castles.
Wow, you got to hit him up. Let's get him on the air and talk to him.
Yeah, I'm just going to have to say, hey, by the way, they might call you Homeless Al. That's actually not a...
Wait,
insult.
There's been a conversation?
A
not anymore. Pardon? He's bandwagon Al. He jumps on bandwagons.
I would feel weird saying, hey, do you mind if we call you? But we're going to call you Homeless Al.
No, we'll just call him Al now. He's got a home.
Yeah, can we want to relive the homeless days.
And the pyro days.
I could look
okay.
Him up.
Well, another important local news. The MSU gymnastics coach got 90 days in jail. Yeah. Jeez. Which I think her attorney was very surprised by that because of COVID especially.
Yeah.
And she's got 18 months of probation, and she's lost her career. I mean, she's suffered pretty significantly, but she was, I think two people say they told her about Larry Nassar. My feeling about her, because unless she's a really evil person, and I'm not sure I feel that way, when he was suspended because things had really come to a head with Larry Nassar, she had the team fill out a card for Larry, like sorry about the molestation charges card, or you know, hope you recover from the hope you're found not guilty card.
Yeah,
I don't know what that card would be, but I don't believe anyone would do that if they really thought they had done something that terrible. I mean,
she was told all the way back in 97, though. I just don't know.
I'm not sure it matters when you're told, though, if you don't believe it or you don't want to believe it. I mean, Larry Nassar cachet of being the USA gymnastics guy.
So she was she guilty of? It was lying, right? Wasn't it perjury?
She lied after the fact, too. I think
they found it believable that she knew. So,
yeah, no, I think she was probably told. But remember that Larry Nassar fooled two police departments.
Yeah.
Well, wouldn't the police department be extremely skeptical? Extremely, would they be more inclined to be not easily deceived?
Well, not necessarily. I mean, she worked with these kids and worked with him.
She probably knew him better. I think that's a problem with Kathy Klages, is that she thinks of him as this USA Gymnastics superstar, you know, who's at the Olympics. And
maybe the police would believe the accusations if people like Kathy Klages didn't lie to him.
I don't think Kathy Klages had anything to do with it. I think the police were told by gymnasts or their parents or somebody.
Yeah, because
he made a big dog and pony show for the Washtenaw County Police, and they were like, "Oh, wow, yeah, I guess he didn't molest anybody."
Ingham County so when did she lie to him? When she was found guilty of it, so when did she lie?
I don't remember the exact story, but I think she was, when the big investigation came around in 2015 or 14 or whenever that was, I think she was interviewed and they felt that she lied. Now, the other thing about the whole lying business is, do you know how often people lie to police? Do you know how often people lie on the stand? I mean, it's almost, I don't want to say that it's not wrong or it's not terrible, but it does happen a lot. And she's not the one who did the wrong thing.
I just think it's amazing. She never even reported it. And she just said, I can file this, but there's going to be trouble, which is kind of a shitty thing to do.
Well, my guess is that she either thinks Larry Nassar is God because he's Mr. USA. I mean,
she's protecting her own job.
Well, she's probably trying to protect MSU. Maybe. Yeah. I mean, look at the Michigan people do the same thing. The Penn State people do the same thing.
Oh, so it's totally fine then.
No, I don't think it's totally fine. But I just don't know about throwing somebody like that in jail. I look at Tekashi 6ix9ine, by the way, who's let out for COVID, and then Kathy Klages is going, and her crime is not reporting something. But I think I think her life is wrecked enough, and the 90 days won't really matter. So, although she was not copping to anything today in court. She said, I don't remember. And then
sounds like Larissa Boyce's life is ruined too.
You know, who?
The girl who told her that he was molesting her.
I'm not a fan of Kathy Klages. Just don't get the wrong idea. But we had this conversation about parents. Parents know. I mean, if parents know and they don't believe it, then this woman is probably, in her world, Larry Nassar is probably a really big guy.
Well, if you don't believe it, just report it then. But to wave a piece of paper.
Bo should report it too.
He absolutely should have. That's not my argument.
Well, put him in jail. Dig him up and put him in jail for 90 days. Put Schlissel in jail for 90 days. Put Word Manual in jail. He didn't report it. He's supposed to report it too. I forgot what the report was he was supposed to do, but he did not report it.
They couldn't have stopped it, though.
Are you saying that because he didn't report it and he couldn't stop it, or because it was over, it's okay to not report it, it's better to not report it?
No, I don't think, I think it should have been reported. I think it's a lot worse when someone is telling you something in 1997 and a guy continues to be able to molest people.
Bo was the head of the biggest program in the entire state. He's also the athletic director.
Well, for Tom on the Michigan situation, it's abhorrent what he did. I think it's way worse than Ward Manuel or Schlissel. I don't think they're free and clear in this at all.
Except that by 2018, we've been through this many, many times. They have the hindsight of what just happened with Penn State and Michigan State, and yet they did the same thing. So you think
it's similar? They're not reporting it to what Bo didn't report?
No, I don't. I would not compare them. I'm not really sure I want to parse all these things because I think a lot of them are doing the same thing. They're protecting their institution, or they're just somehow wowed by this person. Now, Brandon, you heard Stanley
Edwards.
Yeah, you heard him on No Filter Sports. Mm-hmm. I couldn't gather because I got the feeling Eli was trying to say that Bo liked Dr. Anderson because he got players the fuck on the field.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted guys to play, so he puts fingers in people's rectums. He gets people on the field, which is what he wanted. But Stanley Edwards was a little waffly, but like he didn't want to answer it, maybe. Do you remember that conversation?
He just didn't seem like he really wanted to dive deep into the situation. And when asked personally about it, he wanted to just jump to the next question, and I think that might have been, his way of letting you know that maybe he was abused.
No, but, I understood what he was saying.
But and when it came to, when it came to maybe Eli's theory, and I'm not sure where he's heard this, or maybe what he was referencing, but yeah, he believed that Dr. Robert Anderson was really good at getting players back on the field, and that perhaps that was, you know, what made them want to keep him around. He was beneficial for the actual program.
I wish that they would have just done the right things and moved on and, you know, settled with these people. And just, but it's always about, you know, trying to spend the least amount of money. And Michigan State, did the, I think they were trying to do the same thing. So, whatever. It's just these stories are so tiring. Auburn Hills has a, speaking of freaky, weird, horrible people, there's a picture of a guy at Great Lakes Crossing who was taking upskirt pictures on July 24th. Jesus. I didn't realize the upskirting business was still strong.
Well, wasn't it deemed legal in some states?
Yeah, it is. No, upskirting is in the dictionary now. I mean, this is how creepy we've become. Upskirting is a real word.
Yeah, it has its own Wikipedia entry, too.
God, that's just... And they're always guys in their 40s or 30s.
Oh, yeah. All these skirts and me with only one wiener.
Guys that never get laid.
There's not enough on the internet for you?
Upskirting is the practice of taking non-consensual photographs under a person's skirt or kilt. No one has ever taken an up-kilt picture.
Capturing they include kilt in there?
Capturing an image of the crotch area, underwear, and sometimes genitalia. What the fuck?
Oh, boy.
The crotch down where your nuts hang.
Oh, stupid. So this guy was taking upskirts at Great Lakes Crossing?
Yeah.
Was he wearing a mask?
No, he wasn't.
What?
No mask. On July 24th, no mask. It was a. I'd say the guy was in his 30s. He's a black guy with a full beard.
Really?
Bright yellow shirt.
Bright yellow shirt, yeah. He's pretty... I mean, it's pretty easy to see what he looks like in that picture.
I'm going to get really racial here. I never expected that to be a black crime. And also Great Lakes Crossing.
What do you mean?
I would think upskirting is a white person thing. I don't know why. No?
I don't know. Honestly, you know, that's a great question. Like,
hey, creeps come in all colors and all creeps.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. But, you know, upskirting?
When I hear a child molestation story, yeah. I always expect to be a white guy. I don't know why, but I do. But it's not always that. It's not always true.
Of course not. We're talking about stereotypes here.
Yeah. Well.
I don't know why. It just surprised me.
The 50 top soundtracks. This was sent to me today. You know who you are because I didn't write down your name. I'm sorry for that. But let me first... mention our friends at Zot Ford and Holly and the new Bronco, which people are pumped about. Reserve your new Bronco.
Too bad Hackett was blown out.
Who was blown out?
Hackett.
Oh, yeah, Hackett. I know. That's a shame. They should have a Hackett's blown out sale, shouldn't they? Hackett's blown out blowout sale.
Hackett blown out sale.
Sorry, Steve. They've got a new guy that's even better, I'm sure. Anyway, go to ZotFord.com, follow the link to you, order your new Bronco Sport or full-size Bronco, two-door or four-door. Actually, there was a lot of optimism at Ford about certain stuff. The new F-150, the Bronco. So, but it has not been a good few years over there. I mean, the stock?
No, Wall Street doesn't.
Is this going to kick the stock up? Can you check? Because I have Ford stock, full disclosure.
Bloop. Yeah. So do I, full disclosure. Hey, up 2.5% today, so there you go.
See, look at how great it is when you blow out Hackett. Hackett, what a drag on Ford he was.
Love Jim Farley, man.
No wonder they shoved him out the door. And I guess all the shit came flying out of his box because it was overflowing and it was too small.
People were throwing.
Family pictures and frames that were, the glass is broken.
And people were chucking things that he forgot.
Hey, everybody, it's me, Jim.
He also had a Harbaugh bobblehead. the head broke off.
Yeah, yeah. It was really weird. I don't know how they did it, but he walked by the dumpster too, and the rest of his stuff that he left in the office that wouldn't fit in the box was already in the dumpster too. Oh, so it's really sad.
That's terrible. I hate to see a guy.
And his shoe was untied. Like I just picture his shoe being untied.
Oh man,
his shirt was untucked.
What if this actually did happen? Wouldn't that be horrible?
Hi, Jim.
Actually, I mean, they seemed like they really liked him. They gave him some time, but it just seemed some for some reason things just were not happening at Ford, and COVID is not helping because they lost money first quarter, about $800 million after making. They made $2.4 billion last year, though. Pretty good. Or was that GM I'm thinking of? Anyway,
I don't know.
What about these deals? What about newer pre-loved vehicles you buy? And you have the safety of knowing if your job blows up like Jim Hackett. Jim Hackett might be over there tomorrow. Who knows?
turning in his Ford.
If you get canceled in your job in your first year of ownership, Ford will take your car back. Period. No penalties. Finally, the team at Zot Ford continues to have deals, deals, deals. The lease trifecta with the 2020 Ford EcoSport or a new 2020 Ford Escape all-wheel drive or a new F-150 Super Crew XLT 4x4, yes, 2020. Your choice, each as low as $166 a month. The Zot Ford trifecta gives you a choice of three brand new Fords, $166 a month. So go to dealsnitty.com and find out whatever there is to be found out.
Before we get vehicles. Before we get to the list, have you seen all the videos today of the explosion in Beirut?
You know, I did. Hold that thought for a second because, you know,
so many people send it to me.
There's two things that were just like disturbing me about that. First of all, they were saying it was the anniversary of Hiroshima, which is no, that was the 6th of August. And I don't know why I remember that, but I do. Today's the 4th.
So what's the so it's not an anniversary?
No, it's not an anniversary. It has nothing to do with Hiroshima and why it's 2 days off anyway. So shut up. And Nagasaki was August 9th.
Well, it doesn't even look like a nuclear explosion, does it? I mean, there's that weird big plume.
It's a pretty good mushroom.
It's insane.
And people don't
Are so many people that are just instantly, like, disintegrated in this video.
Can you cue it up? Wait, are 30 dead? Or is it more than 30?
They started off with, 10, like, 25, then they went up to 30, and then last I've seen is 50.
Yeah.
But, Drew, look at this video. There's a million videos online. This one in particular is taken from a very tall building. They zoom in and look at these big, massive office buildings.
Hold on, because I want to focus on this, but I first have to mention Hall Financial. We have another incredible letter from somebody today who is also bummed that they took the average time down because they didn't have their act together. And Hall Financial is getting just phenomenal, phenomenal response. They just had their biggest month ever, too. So they are just killing it for people. And, of course, having these low mortgage rates makes it not easy for them, but it sure makes it a lot easier. I mean, it makes it a lot easier to do business. Call for a refi. If you haven't done it last year, interest rates are so low, you probably should. And they've changed a lot just in a year. Call 248-308-5000. Click the link on our website and fill out the online form, and they will get back to you pronto. Man, they are quick. DavidHallMortgage.com/Drew and Mike, NMLS number 1467435. Hall Financial, remember, appraisals can be done without someone setting foot inside your house if you're looking at that sort of a situation. So business is going forward with all this stuff, and you might if you refinance.
Home sales are up.
Isn't that way? That's crazy.
And up big. Well, it shows there's really two economies going on in this country.
Yeah, if it can go on, you know, without running around, then, and it can. I mean, the refis, they're all done without a lot of contact. Mm-hmm. And you might get to skip a couple payments, as the guy was bragging about yesterday. So there you go. Hall Financial. Yeah, I want to see this. I haven't seen
Ready
the explosion yet. I saw pictures, but I haven't seen the actual explosion.
Are you serious? You haven't seen this yet?
Not the explosion.
Oh, boy.
And so,
here we go.
In a way, like 9/11, explosions had already happened, so a lot of people were filming it before the big explosion. And it's at a firework factory, which people don't want to believe that it's
what? It's a fireworks factory?
Yeah, so you can see in the middle. Okay, Brandon, go ahead.
Well, I think what it is it's a port. It's the port of Beirut. And they said at least 1,500 pounds of ammonium nitrate has been stored there for like 4 years or something like that. And
why is Brandon speaking with such authority lately?
Because we sat and watched so many videos.
I mean, I've been trying to figure out there's been so many conspiracy theories about this already.
Of course.
Apparently, there was already an explosion. I don't know how that initial explosion started. I don't know how the initial fire started. However,
it's in Beirut,
you can
right?
see it.
Yeah.
In some videos, you can see like what looks like small fireworks going off.
Right in the middle of it, yeah.
There's the monster explosion, and just look at these big buildings here because they're about to be just completely turned to dust.
What?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
See, the fireworks in the middle there.
Yeah, that's... So, I'm watching the mini explosion.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, my God! What?
It was heard about, 150 miles away? Is that what
you... Yeah. 150 miles away, it's been heard of. And I'm talking everybody on Twitter and on Facebook have been sharing their personal videos right from Beirut.
Was there another angle?
And there's you'll see plenty of video from people driving that are from a pretty far distance, so much so that, you know, light travels faster than sound and explosion, that you see the explosion, and then all of a sudden you see it coming towards them.
Like, oh, my God.
I don't know. Would you describe it as the sound waves? Or the sonic boom to it that knocks people over.
Holy shit.
So this one's from miles and miles away. Check this out.
Yeah, look how far away that is. Watch what happens.
There's some commentary.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
See, then it hit them. Isn't that crazy?
Wait a second.
It's like a 10-second delay almost.
Were they just screaming about what they were looking at?
Yes.
Yeah.
And
oh, my
then,
God. That was incredible.
And then the sound and the wave gets to them.
Drew, this one's going to blow your mind.
Can we have the Teletubbies again? Because we're going to need a lot of again-agains. I can tell already.
It's nuts.
There's a lot of video of this. It's insane. Here's one. This is a person who's driving away from it, but they're filming it as they're driving away because it's a big fire.
Oh, thanks for keeping your eye on the road.
Watch what happens to this car.
Oh, my... Yeah. What the fuck?
I did it again.
Oh, my Lord. I'm with the Tubbies. I gotta see this again and again.
Watch that building on the right there. Bye-bye.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that insane?
These people, you can see cars just disintegrating. You can see, and so far they've upped it to 78.
I'm sorry. I'm not excited.
NBC
News. Can you show me a car disintegrating?
Do you want to see their coverage
of it? Yeah, sure.
They
might go light on the replays though, because it's insensitive.
Are you kidding me?
I don't know.
It's good video.
We've watched it 4 times, and I'm not at all satisfied yet. Let's see how many times NBC shows it.
Now that massive explosion that's killed dozens of people and injured
dozens.
Thousands.
I think it's going to be about
dozens.
I think it might be thousands, Lester.
And sending a mushroom cloud into the sky like a scene out of a science fiction film. Bill Neely has late details.
Extraordinary images tonight of deadly explosions felt by millions in Lebanon.
That's NBC's using that drop.
It's
blasts that shook a city and injured thousands. This was the first, coming just after 6 in the evening at Beirut's main port,
here comes number 3.
Sending up a plume of thick smoke. Beneath it, fires raging and flashes of light, filmed by nearby residents. None of them could have guessed what would happen next.
Okay, that's 3.
A second massive explosion that some described as like an earthquake.
Oh,
a mushroom cloud of debris and seawater blasted into the air. The detonation was heard 200 miles away.
They're not using Teletubbies anymore, though.
200 miles.
Oh, that's 8!
I saw something flash, and I couldn't hear anymore. It was raining glass all over the city of Beirut.
On the ground, dozens lay dead. Lebanon's health minister says
is that NBC
almost
or you, Mark?
3,000 people have been injured. The port area destroyed.
Jesus.
But what caused it?
Christ.
Officials tonight say a warehouse has for years been filled with dangerous explosive chemicals. Warnings about the dangers, they say, ignored. Beirut, so often a battleground in war.
I don't mean to laugh, but that shot of that one helicopter dumping water on it, I don't think that's going to do the job.
With that.
What, jeez. What a Sisyphusian effort.
Oh, my God.
Sampling a war zone tonight. This is a national disaster for Lebanon. Tomorrow, a day of national mourning and of many questions. If this was a warehouse for dangerous chemicals, were the explosions accidental or sabotage?
Oh, don't even ask that question.
All right, Bill Neely tonight. Thanks.
I'm telling you, I've already seen so many conspiracy theories about how... First, it started off that it was a nuclear bomb,
okay,
and then
Brad,
people quickly...
You're the conspiracy theory you would be most inclined to jump on the bandwagon with.
If there were one?
Well, no. You said there were dozens of conspiracy theories.
Yeah, which
is there anyone that
you
were buying slightly or at all?
I wasn't buying that it was a nuclear bomb. I wasn't buying that it was... Israel, because I mean they're having a huge border dispute right now with Lebanon. But
this is their new hoax.
That's weird. They never have those, so I'm surprised.
Sorry.
Yeah. I don't know. There's people who believe that it's a tactical bomb that was placed there.
False flag.
Somehow, false flag. I gotta tell you, I have a really hard time believing that that was just a boo-boo.
What do you
all
mean?
All right, I want you to look at the video again real quick, because I want to show you the road.
Wait.
It zooms in.
So hang on a sec. You think that you don't think it was an accident?
You think that's an act? That giant thing was an accident?
Only because if it was done on purpose,
what, somebody spilled something and that happened.
Well, so you think it's some kind of missile or bomb? Because if that was the case, why are there two explosions? You know what I mean? Here's the trash can.
Well, I don't know. What do I know? I'm just saying that for that to be a
shut up, conspiracy theorist.
People are
an awful big boo boo. I mean, that is the biggest boo boo possibly ever. If that's if somebody just fucked up and what's this button do?
I was just gonna say.
If it's a McAuliffe or something.
Someone pulled a McAuliffe.
That would be incredible. I mean, that's just unbelievable. Oops. If that's an accident there, I gotta believe OSHA should have been in there.
Well,
not looking too good.
No, but I mean, it could have been a small explosion in the very wrong place. But I think when
what was in there? What?
The
ammonium nitrate.
What were they doing?
What were they doing there? I've read several places that it was parked there like 4 years ago. And they've been trying to get rid of it for a while. But
so
I don't know, it happened.
Take a look real quick because I want you to look at it again.
I don't know the story.
All right, so
can I see a car meltdown? You said cars are melting. I want to see a car melt.
Oh,
I've never seen one.
Well, yeah, play this video first, Brandon, and then I'll mention the other video you showed me earlier that's really rough.
So somewhere along here, you'll start to see cars that are right next to the pier or the port. Yeah. You'll start to see them driving. And then when the explosion happens, those cars just go bye-bye.
That's wild.
I couldn't really see the cars do anything because there was so much smoke.
Show them the one that's on the ground that is very...
Said I was going to see a car melt.
Drew's disappointed. You lied to him. There's a video that is very reminiscent of 9/11. And I didn't even notice it at first, but Brandon points out a couple dead bodies that look... It looks like when Vesuvius erupted, all those people that froze in place.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What about Pompeii?
Yeah,
isn't Vesuvius like land on Pompeii?
Oh, I don't call it Vesuvius.
It's Mount Vesuvius.
Didn't Vesuvius blow like in the last 100 years or something? Didn't Mount Vesuvius have another episode?
Another episode.
I'm trying to find that video.
Yeah, Mount Vesuvius is the one that covered Pompeii.
Right,
full disclosure: I've been to Pompeii. Bloop.
Ooh, did you see any people frozen in place?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Look at the casualties, the guy says. See, oh, this one's edited, Brandon. See all those blurs? Blurred spots are all...
Brandon, can you translate?
There you go. That's a body.
Wow, look at that.
There's a body. That's fucking awful.
Oh my God. How can they say dozens? That's gotta be be horrible.
It's gonna be thousands. But that second, that plume, that mushroom cloud is just insane.
If you haven't seen this, you will not believe your eyes. Oh my God.
Yeah, just put on NBC. They've been running it like crazy. Oh, that's a new one. I haven't seen that one.
This one here?
Yeah, is that worth a shit?
It's aftermath, it looks like.
Yeah, I still haven't seen a car melt.
I'm looking. I got to find the right video. It's hard to find them. There's so many videos that are posted right
now.
That's
awful.
Take just one car melting.
Oh, yeah. That's aftermath, obviously. Jesus. Yeah. Look at that. That's on a highway. That's not even that close, is it?
The windshield stove in, but the car didn't melt.
That's...
Stop rooting for disaster. I will find the video.
No, it already happened. I can't root for it.
That's wild.
You were ballyhooing melting cars. I just want you to live up to it.
Oh, there's the cars down below. See them on the highway. looks like it lifts the highway up and folds it over.
Oh, my God. It's hard to see anything. I was looking at this bus, and I'm like, oh, is that a school bus? Yeah. It's going by, and I'm thinking, oh, come on, hurry up, school bus. And it stops to watch.
A bus of tourists.
Don't you think it's watching? It has to stop. It stops on a major thoroughfare.
Yeah, I think they're gawking.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Isn't that awful?
Oh, my. I mean, I'm just completely stunned. I've never seen anything like that.
Brandon showed me a video of, you know, inside the hospitals, which are jam-packed, bleeding everywhere. And you know what else? No masks.
How? I hate to even ask. How's Beirut doing with coronavirus? Do we know?
That's a good question. I have no idea. I don't know. We're doing better, though.
I'm sure we are.
We are. At least 65 deaths.
They only have 65 deaths.
Well, maybe they don't have to wear masks. 65 deaths? I mean, that's not very many.
Sure, yeah.
No. I mean, only 5,000 cases.
How many deaths in the last month?
Looks like plus three, it said there.
All right.
They're doing great.
I'm not going to get anybody's ass for not wearing a mask if this happens.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Dick and joke.
My God.
Wow. Insane.
I just can't believe the reporter said dozens may be dead.
Well, the first story is like 10 really? Dead. It's like 10? 10? I just saw a video with at least 10 people in it.
Those buildings that blew up, that literally disintegrated, they have to hold. What time of day was this?
I don't know. Maybe they're not working from. Maybe they're all people are working from home.
With it 5 like dead daytime. In the last month?
What's that?
With 5 dead in the last month?
I don't know.
I mean, good God. God, that was weird. I mean, look, there was a lot of traffic there.
Yeah. How big is
I mean, like,
room?
Life is going on.
Yeah, don't they call it the Paris of the Middle East?
I have heard that.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Beirut.
Never been there.
Oh, my phone died. Fuck.
I don't even know how to
play my phone dying after watching that.
I don't even know how you spell Beirut. How do you spell it?
It's B-E-I-R-U-T.
While you're looking for that, overreaction is not the strategy for the long-term investor. Neither is burying your head in the sand and hoping it all turns out for the best. The best thing to do is have someone you can count on to help you in times where things are happening or may be happening or trying to project ahead. Call Luke Nowacki at Pinnacle Wealth Strategies, 248-663-4748. Rational financial advice. Coronavirus has created a lot of opportunities and maybe some places you don't want to be. What does this mean now? What does it mean in 6 months? What does it mean in 6 years? Stocks or bonds? Do you have a balanced portfolio? Do you move your 401k? Do you have a college savings plan? Is your company in the right investments? Is your pension fund meeting its projected return? That's a great question. Get advice. Get a strategy. Call Luke Nowacki at Pinnacle Wealth Strategy. Pinnacle Wealth Strategies, 248-663-4748. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates is separately owned. Other entities and our marketing names, product services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates.
Our president did make a comment on the explosion, too. So we were wondering. Yeah, well, Brandon and I were wondering that earlier. Like, surprised we haven't seen a tweet or anything, but he had a press conference and he talked about that and talked about the tropical storm that quite possibly might have the worst name.
What is its name?
Isasis. Do you know what how to pronounce
what?
It?
Yosemite? Why is it called that? Oh.
Because it's hitting the North Carolina.
Why is he talking about Yosemite, by the way?
You want to hear it?
We play the CBS version that gives a little better context of what he's talking about.
We want every American child to have access to pristine outdoor spaces. When young Americans experience the breathtaking beauty of the Grand Canyon, when their eyes widen in amazement as Old Faithful bursts into the sky.
Beautiful.
When they gaze upon Yosemites, towering sequoias, their love of country grows stronger and they know that every American has truly a duty to preserve this wondrous inheritance. And that's what they're doing and that's what we're doing.
Isn't it?
I can see people mispronouncing Yosemite or hyperbole.
When their eyes widen in amazement as Old Faithful bursts into the sky, when they gaze upon Yosemites, Yosemites,
Epitome. It's one of my favorites.
Hey, I've mispronounced plenty of things, but it's just funny when there's a mispronunciation like Yosemites. Hey, Yosemite, what's up?
Whenever I do it, I always go, well, it looks like it could be that.
Acetaminophen.
Tiffany Ambathesis.
Mispronunciations are fun.
Oh, man. I can't get over that explosion.
I know, man. Brandon,
man, where's the melting car? Would you stop holding back in the melting car or admit that you were over ballyhooing?
No. I got to find the right video where you see the vehicles that are all
on their side.
They're all driving by, and as the explosion happens, sometimes you have to slow it down, but you basically see that shockwave just take out everything.
That is what's so weird about it, is how it just it just moves so fast.
There were some other ones that I don't think you saw, but where people are. Did you see the one where they're driving the guy's? Yeah, I think you did. Where it's filming, and then the shockwave comes and basically pushes his car off the road.
Yeah, I kind of want to see a nuclear test.
Oh, with like with people driving?
Well, I know when we were doing the tests in the desert,
yeah,
in 44 or whenever.
Mm-hmm. Oh, back when people used to like, here it comes, and
I just want to see what it looks like, because that was the sight of that was just amazing.
Well, they say it's that the reason why you see the big red cloud is from the ammonium nitrate. And that the actual mushroom cloud that you see, that's just the shockwave. That's all that is, because it dissipates very quickly.
Now, were there questions about the security of the ammonium nitrate?
That's a fair question.
I just wonder if it some half-assed job of storing something incredibly
dangerous? I wouldn't rule out terrorist attack, but The one conspiracy theory we were watching is like, look, you can see a missile or a plane flying. And Brandon and I were both like, that's a fucking bird. What are you talking about?
So, let's see. In a tweet on the Lebanese presidential account, the material has been identified as ammonium nitrate. That's from the Prime Minister, Hassan Daib. He said, it is unacceptable that a shipment of ammonium nitrate estimated at 2,750 tons has been present for 6 years in this warehouse without taking preventative measures that endanger the safety of citizens. So that's the same stuff that the Oklahoma City bomber used. That's what
Timothy used.
That was a big explosion too, and he did not have near the amount that this is.
Was Oklahoma City? Did we have a video of the actual explosion? I can't even remember now.
Uh-uh.
We did not.
No.
No.
And the God, only that reason, seems so weird.
The only reason
it?
We have the amazing video of this is because there's like a double explosion.
Right. We would have never seen it if it wasn't on fire first.
Well, we'd have some security cameras somewhere.
Eventually, yeah. But
maybe.
Like, remember the first.
Sometimes cameras don't show up on places like ports or on the Pentagon.
What?
Oh, come on, really?
I'm just saying, sometimes you don't get
video
evidence.
Because Brandon believes that the Pentagon in 9/11 wasn't.
That's not
true.
I didn't say that. All I said was, how come I didn't see a video of it? That's all I'm saying.
Well, first off, there is a video of it. Secondly, it was 2001.
Yeah, the most amazing thing about the Pentagon is seeing that plane actually got in.
Uh-huh.
What? Wow. What kind of pilot was that? Was that Chuck Yeager?
Well, they were trained here, so they were good pilots. Chuck Yeager.
Yeggs! Hey, it's Yeggs! Slow it down, I can see him!
Chuck Yeager. I like that that's your go-to pilot for... Not Sully.
Sully. No way.
How many go-to pilots are there?
Sully would have been in the water somewhere.
Yeah, I met that guy. He's not that great. You know what a great pilot would have done? Not hit the birds. That's what I do every day. Not hit birds. Where
Sully.
Did I take it to the Grammys?
I think Sully is overrated. He would never be my go-to pilot.
I kind of think he is overrated, too.
He did hit the birds. That's true.
I feel like most pilots, I don't know. You know who could have put it in the water? Chuck Yeager.
Yeah, he could have. He should have been a suspect, in my opinion.
Sound of suspect.
Ridiculous. All right. Just to change directions, the top 50 soundtracks, which this seems so weird going into this out of that.
Yeah, a little levity.
And some of these, by the way, are movies that aren't that well known. Number 50 was Footloose, which I guess had to be in the list somewhere.
Is every album going to have Loggins on it?
No. It could, though.
He's
Loggins
done so
is the
many.
Soundtrack king, isn't he?
What else is on Footloose?
That's a really funny movie to watch.
Yeah. Is there anything good on the Footloose? Oh, there's a great one on here. You ready?
Yep. Oh, Denise Williams is on there, isn't she? Let's Hear It for the Boy.
Hear It for the Boys, which is a terrible song.
Oh, what is this POS?
I'm holding up for a hero.
I hate this Bonnie Tyler. Miss Total Eclipse of the Heart. Exactly. Who had no business being part of the eclipse. None.
Why wow,
this is such an awful song.
My penis song.
There's a Quiet Riot song on here, too.
Which one?
Bang Your Head.
I'm insane. Oh, yeah. The teacher says that I'm one big
thing. I'm like a laser. Six-string razor. Quiet.
Hurts So Good, but Mellencamp is on here.
That's a good song. It's all right.
Oh, and this piece of shit. Let me jump forward on it.
This could be on the worst soundtracks list.
That's why it's number 50. Oh, how
could I? Quiet.
Almost Paradise. This is the Lover Boy guy.
Mike Reno. This is the worst song.
No, I have the worst song for you. Okay. And the worst video.
Okay.
Hot Girls in Love, Lover Boy. What the fuck does that mean? Hot Girls in Love. That is the worst song. I was so entranced by how bad this song is and the video that I had to go through the rest of their stuff. Are you watching the video?
No, I'm just laughing.
It's so bad.
The title is ridiculous.
Hot Girls in Love, as opposed to Normal Girls in Love.
I kind of want to see the lyrics.
Oh, they're so cheesy.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember. Is this the one where they're... Turn Me Loose is the one where he and these hot babes are, like, going down the hall doing the song. And it's like a hotel hall, and it's got to be the longest hall in history. I think they walked further down that hall than Richard Branson did in... What's the song by... The Verb.
Richard
Ashcroft. Yeah. Richard Branson.
Oh, let's hear. Is this the? She's turning on the heat. And it's a little hook here.
She's turning on the heat. Yeah. And it's a little
love, yeah. Hot girls in love.
Slight.
I'm in love.
Slight.
Are we still on number 50?
Yes. Turn Me Loose is just the dumbest,
terrible,
dumbest video. Oh, my God.
Good baseline.
Yeah, I guess it does.
All right, 49. That's
something. The Shrek soundtrack.
We're going to be here all night.
Spring Breakers is 48. Rock and Roll High School, The Ramones at 47. It's got some other cool songs on it. The Perks of Being a Wallflower, it's kind of an indie movie, I think, but it's got Bowie, The Smiths, Dexys, Sonic Youth.
Really?
Sonic Youth is on more soundtracks than anyone.
Really?
Is that possible? I swear to God, I couldn't believe it. Judgment Night at 45.
Oh, that should be way higher.
Oh, they have Sonic Youth, too.
It's got, Sonic Youth, Mudhoney, Cypress Hill.
Well, it's the mix. It's got, Pearl Jam and Cypress Hill would do a song together, or...
Yeah, it does have a great soundtrack. I think it's low, actually.
It's a really cool soundtrack.
Heavy Metal has Cheap Trick, Sabbath, Stevie Nicks, Cult, Journey, The Cult, and Journey.
Does it have the title track?
Heavy Metal?
Yeah. Sammy?
Sammy Hagar,
It's your one-way ticket to midnight.
I know it's got a Sammy Hagar song on there. I'm sure it does. That's probably it.
I hate that song.
Until the End of the World has Lou Reed, Depeche Mode. Let's see who's in there. Lurie Depeche.
Till the End of the World?
Yeah. At 43. The Crow is at 42, by the way.
What?
STP, Pantera, Rage.
That should be way
higher.
Yeah,
it should be higher. I agree. here's one. Okay. Yeah, boy. About a Boy is number
41. Oh,
I think there's a cameo. I think there's a Lurie or a Hugh Grant cameo.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so, maybe.
Oh, cool. Let's hear that.
He might be in that. No, it's all by this one band. It's stupid. I can't even believe it's on there.
Oh, my God. That looks terrible. You don't even know who the band is. Wait, what is it?
I don't know what their name is. It's
Badly Drawn Boy?
I think that's it. It's really dumb.
Nobody understands it.
No.
Wait, is there a movie called Belly?
Yeah.
Belly,
Wu-Tang Clan. D'Angelo's on there. Juno is 39. It also has Sonic Youth.
That would have white stripes, right? Juno?
Yes.
That's a good soundtrack.
Yeah, it is pretty good.
Kinks are on there.
What is in the Garden State soundtrack?
Sonic Youth is... Oh, it's Coldplay.
Yeah. I know it's got good songs in it. For some reason, I don't like Zach Braff. I don't know why he really bothers me.
I love that movie, man.
I do like the movie. Like I love the movie, too, and he does a good job in it, but I just don't like him. I don't know why.
Don't Panic, which is a Coldplay song. Pretty sweet song, I think. The Shins, the new slang song. I like that.
Bones sinking like stones, all that we fall.
It's more indie. I don't know.
Yeah, it's very indie. I liked it, though. Places
we've grown. I always liked I like this song on here, New Slang.
Do you know this song?
I remember hearing songs I didn't know that I liked, which is, that's really what I like in a soundtrack.
There's a Simon and Garf song on here.
Simon Garf in Garden State?
Yeah. The Only Living Boy in New York.
Huh. Good Will Hunting. I don't think of that movie as being a music movie, but it has Elliot Smith, Al Green, the Dandies. At 36, this is weird, because I don't think I've ever seen Repo Man. But Repo Man has Iggy Pop.
With Estevez?
Is Estevez in Repo Man?
Are you thinking of Working Men or Men at Work?
No, with I'm Colin thinking Hay? Of Repo Man.
Black Flag, Suicidal Tendencies.
Huh.
Iggy Pop's in there. And you know what was cool about that was, this is really a very deep dive. Let's go back to Repo Man. It's too deep a dive. Empire Records at 35, Gin Blossoms, Toad the Wet Sprocket, hoo-ah, Cranberries, Cracker. I like Cracker. 34, Romeo and Juliet with Garbage, Everclear.
Oh,
Radiohead.
My God.
Radiohead's in there.
One of my favorite Radiohead songs of all time.
What?
Exit Music for a Film.
Is that
the one?
I didn't write it down.
Well, you're going to have to listen to it now.
The Cardigans.
You know what? I remember now. That's not the song on the soundtrack, but they wrote that song to be in the movie, and it wasn't used. Never mind. Sorry. Oh. Prince is on there.
What song?
When Doves Cry.
Wow. I didn't realize that was in another
Show
movie.
Talk Show is on there. It's a good song.
Bodyguard's 33. One of the reasons I like the list is Bodyguard is not hot. Because I hate... Just hate that movie.
I still love you.
Wait, did we put the crying guy in Intervention through auto-tune?
Someone else did, yeah.
He's got a bunch of them.
I really hate that album after watching the David Foster documentary.
Especially when
he was talking about that song and they get to that part, the... Dude, he does this. He goes like this, closes his eyes. He goes, just air drum with it. It's like, really? That's all you're going to air drum with? Knock it off.
Bodyguard 33, Dirty Dancing 32. Normally you find those in top tens. So I can't imagine
what's going to be in the top 10 other than singles.
Black Panther 31.
What's on that? Oh, you know, that's a lot of Kendrick Lamar. That was a big. It charted well.
I didn't notice that soundtrack. I watched the movie. It was my favorite, but Boogie Nights 30. I could move that one way. Boogie Nights has so many good songs.
You got the touch.
including the originals.
You got the power.
Apparently, there are two soundtracks, just like Dazed and Confused has two.
Yeah, there's so many damn songs in that movie. And you know, what is the song? Is it Marky Mark that jumps into the pool and he's underwater? And I swear to God, they play the whole song. It's a disco song. Maybe it's like Best of My Love by The Emotions or something like that.
You think the bass is taken away from the vocal?
I love that.
You think it's who? What song?
I thought it was Marky Mark, like the first time he went to Bert's house, and he jumps in the water. It's right before he has the little conversation with,
Chest Rockwell.
Chest Rockwell.
Do me a favor, just mind your business, please.
Their conversation about how much each other benches and all that. I think he jumped in the water, and he's like underwater all the way across the pool, and they're playing. One song plays all the way through.
How early in the movie is it?
Yeah, I think it's this one.
That's it.
He will roll you. Baby, don't you know
I think the cocaine was affecting his voice. It's really hard to write a good bad song, yeah. But when people do it, it's really funny.
And to sing bad, but not too bad.
You know what I thought of when I heard that just now was, remember the videos that they have of like Van Halen and the Stones, and it's like all bad notes.
I love that.
Oh,
yeah.
It's just
love
the worst those. Notes.
Yeah. The shredded videos.
It's so funny. So oh my God, I laughed my ass off.
The Creed ones are the best. Here's one for you. Here's Eddie Van Halen.
But watching the video is so, so key.
Well, this one seems real.
I was going to say, this
seems real.
That is real.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Singles is 29. That could be
what?
Higher. Yeah, I know. I agree.
How is that not top five?
Pearl Jam, Screaming Trees, Westerberg. And it's got all those bands at their peak, too. They were all hot at the time.
One of Cornell's best solo songs, too.
Which one?
Seasons.
Yeah, oh, great song.
But two of
them. I can listen to this straight through.
Yeah.
I mean, how many albums can you do that with?
Well, it opens with Wood, Alice in Chains. But then it's got two of the best Pearl Jam songs ever with Breath and State of Love and Trust.
I like State of Love and Trust a lot. I like both those songs. No, every song on there is good. There's a couple covers on there, too, that are very good.
Battle of Evermore.
Yeah.
The Love Mongers, which I think is one of the girls from Heart. Does that sound right?
Oh, Nancy Wilson? Maybe?
I could be way off on that.
New Jack City is number 28. Pretty in Pink is 27. And anything with the Psychedelic Furs I like. But it's also got Otis Redding, Echo and the Bunnymen, New Order. Lost Highway at
Lost Highway
26. That's a David Lynch movie.
Oh.
Nine Inch Nails, Marilyn Manson, David Bowie. I mean, sounds good.
Pumpkins.
Twilight at 25 from 2008. Whatever. 8 Mile at 24. Yeah. Midnight Cowboy at 23. It's got an old soundtrack, but a good soundtrack. Everybody's Talking was the Grammy Award winning.
Song.
Yeah, it's a great song. There's some other great songs in there.
I'm walking here.
Clueless is 21.
Clueless?
I know. I couldn't even think of what
I
was on that.
I got to see what's on
there. Friday is number 20.
This song's on there.
1995.
Cover version again. The Muffs. Outside the cars in the city go rushing by.
I see this is oh, this is Kim Wilde, Kids in America.
There's a Cracker song on here, a Luscious Jackson song, Counting Crows. What? There's a Radiohead song on here, Sellouts. Fake Plastic Trees.
That's a Clueless?
Yeah. Great song. I gotta watch the movie now, too, to see when this was in there.
Oh, did I skip Wild Style at number 22? I don't even know what that movie is.
Wild Style?
Wild Style? Yeah. American Graffiti at 19. That's a bunch of 50s and early 60s stuff.
So Wild Style is it looks like it's an 80s type hip-hop movie because there's a lot of Fab Five Freddy's on here, Grandmaster Caz, Busy B. It's a lot of older.
Do the Right Things.
Before we go past American Graffiti, there is this one on there? Is this... I think this one's on there.
Oh, Fats Domino?
I do see Fats Domino. I just don't know which song it is. But I'm going to assume it's
Blueberry
Hill.
Lovely Rita, need a man. One take Fats.
Oh, when you get it this perfect.
That is so bad. I can't even believe anyone would like that.
I love it. It gets stuck in my head.
Do the Right Thing is 18, the Spike Lee movie.
That's got Fight the Power on there, which was written in like 10 minutes or something.
Public Enemy. Mm-hmm. Star is Born. Are you kidding? It's 17 with Bradley Cooper is on the number 17.
In the shallow, low, low. We're far from the shallow now.
What else is on
I will never get over the Academy Awards that year when he was singing Staring Her in the Eyes.
Oh, God.
In the shah, the entire country is flipping cushions.
Beating off. In the shah, la, 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 la. It's just really funny to me.
He doesn't sing.
She's a,
I want you two to kiss each other.
She's a really good singer, and he's terrible, and they're trying to harmonize.
That stupid low voice he has in the movie is ridiculous.
Because I'm an alcoholic. Yeah, I get drunk all the time, and I made you a star, and I ruined my career.
I don't know what to do. My friend Dave Chappelle was in the movie with me.
Seemed like it's almost like his best performance since The Elephant. Maybe.
Hey, wait, aren't you Dice Clay? Are you Gaga's father? What? Oh, shit, I fucked this up again. I'm so drunk.
They left it in the movie. That was so cool because he was bombed. Goodfellas is 15. Goodfellas has an incredible soundtrack. Layla, George Harrison, What is Life? The Passenger by Iggy. It's just one after another after another. They start with the early 60s songs when they're hanging out in the Peppermint Lounge, and then they move into 70s rock. It's really outstanding.
Good. Yep.
Marie Antoinette was an interesting soundtrack, I think, because they used modern songs with that story from hundreds of years ago. And I thought it worked.
What's on there?
I can't remember off the top of my head. I think The Cure's on there.
Here we go. Susie and the Banshees, Bow Wow Wow.
Yeah, it's
Wow,
kind of an
Strokes.
80s soundtrack. Great song.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I got to say, though, I don't know why it's higher than some of these other ones.
I don't either.
Whatever.
The Harder They Come from 1972, no clue. Shaft with Isaac Hayes. John Shaft.
Watch your mouth.
11 is Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
I was miffed by that.
I love the Coen brothers, but that movie, stinker fest.
I kind of.
No, thanks.
Kind of like the Soggy Bottom Boys, but not number 11. No. Sorry. Above the Rim at number 10. I know you guys know that movie. What's in that?
Regulators!
There's a good. I'm trying to think of the name of the song. I'm thinking of He Got Game. Never mind. Yeah, you're right. Regulators on there.
Regulators. You regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too.
It's from Young Guns.
You can't be any geek off the street. Gotta be handy with the steel, if you know what I mean.
This song was always cranking at the roller rink.
Mama!
The roller rink. Music is so key at the roller rink.
I was confusing it with He Got Game. Do you remember that movie at all?
Yes.
But they used Stephen Stills, Public Enemy.
Yeah, that's right. This cut goes out to all y'all that's been missing us for mad years.
Which, would you ever think this song would work with Public Enemy?
It's a pretty cool riff.
In the middle of the universe, then why? Is this verse coming six times rehearsed?
I always like it when artists will, you know, go out of their song into another song that has the exact same beat underneath it. Costello always does that at shows. I'm trying to think what he does. Allison into Smokey Robinson, I think, and it works really well. Number 9, Pulp Fiction.
Yeah,
very good.
Argue with that.
And you know, when somebody pulls a song out like "Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon" for a 1995 soundtrack, it's just something cool about it. Dusty Springfield, "Son of a Preacher Man,"
yeah,
that's a great song. But there's a lot of great songs in that soundtrack.
"Flowers on the Wall."
Do you have the list there?
Yeah, that's the Staley Brothers, which we talked about that one.
Yeah,
Bill Withers is on here. I don't remember that one.
Which Bill Withers song?
Who is he?
Who is he? I don't know that song. I don't know that song. But I remember liking the music, watching it.
Yeah, The Payback by James Brown's on here. Which is a great song.
No, I thought the last movie that Tarantino put out, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, had a stellar soundtrack.
Who are they?
I love the Paul Revere and the Raiders, and he just picked some real sort of oddball great songs that sounded so fresh when you hear them in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
The Graduates, number 8, that's all Simon and Garfunkel.
Simon and
Garf. Mrs. Robinson, Sounds of Silence. Parsley, Sage, Rosemary, and Thyme.
Those are good songs.
Yeah, they are good songs. Now, I don't know if he included this because he had to put a Wes Anderson movie in. He probably should have put two or three Wes Anderson movies in. Rushmore is number 7. With, he has Faces, Ooh La La. That's another one that's like sounded so fresh because you don't hear Faces played anywhere. It's got Kinks in it.
Ooh, la, la.
Of course it's got Kinks in it.
He loves the Kinks. Saturday Night Fever is number six, and that there was such a zeitgeist with the music and the plot. And
yeah.
I mean, I'm not a Bee Gees nut, but I have to admit, like Night Fever or Stayin' Alive, they sound kind of fun out of the box. Trainspotting, number five with Blur. Oh,
so good.
New Order, Eno, Perfect Day, Lou Reed.
So fucking good.
Help, the Beatles, number four. I think some of these, they just felt they had to put one in, whether it was Let It Be or Hard Day's Night.
Help me, help me.
I mean, how could you not put, there's no Cameron Crowe movie in here. How can you not have singles. A Cameron Crowe soundtrack singles. In here? Oh, Singles, okay. But how can you, like, Almost Famous? That soundtrack's incredible. Yeah.
Did he do...
I Love Vanilla Sky.
Did he do Say Anything?
No. He did that, but the sound is not in this list.
Yeah.
Superfly, which is, I believe, a blaxploitation movie, as they call it. I know Freddy's Dead is in that. I just don't remember the movie that well. Dazed and Confused, number two. Oh,
no surprise.
Yeah, it's got so many songs in it. Purple Rain is number one.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, to leave out Almost Famous and what about the other Wes Anderson Friends. Movies?
Well, Darjeeling has a couple.
Darjeeling has an incredible
great,
soundtrack.
Great Kink songs on there. Then it's got some other weird shit.
Yeah, it does, but I like that weird stuff. I love the, was it Zizou? What's a Zizou movie with Bill Murray?
Oh, Life Aquatic.
Yeah, and he has that guy singing all his David Bowie songs in French, which is absolutely out of this world weird.
Yeah, he's got there's some French songs in.
That Murray is really funny in that movie.
He's great.
The first time I saw it, I was like, I don't know about this movie. And the second time I saw it, I was laughing my ass off. Fast Times at Ridgemont High is another good one.
I'm trying to think what's on there.
Valley Girl and Last American Virgin, I already complained about that. Oh, you know what has a great soundtrack that nobody ever talks about? I've never seen on any list. Adventureland. Has anyone seen Adventureland?
Well, I've seen the movie, yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
I thought it was a great movie.
Very underrated. I can't remember.
What's the girl's name? They're so turned on when she shows up. The guy's running around the whole Adventureland going, like, Susie P or Lisa. Wait, is it Lisa P?
Kristen Stewart?
I'll find it.
This is on there, though.
Oh, yes. Lisa P, yeah, Margarita.
Lisa P, yeah. Lisa P's back. Lisa P's back. And Lisa P is hot.
Why, this should be on there.
Adventureland is a... it's a summer movie about people that work at an amusement park every summer, you know, make summer money or whatever.
Wow, this is a great album.
I know. I'm in love with a girl, just like Heaven by The Cure. Rock Me Amadeus is a joke because it's played all the time in the park and they get sick of it. Don't Change by INXS, Your Love, The Outfield. Don't Dream It's Over, Crowded House.
Great song.
Replacements are in there. Pale Blue Eyes by Velvet Underground. I mean, that's a damn good soundtrack.
Yeah, good call.
Now, Brandon, did you get my email today?
Yes.
Okay, can you cue it up?
He seems so bummed.
It's there.
Okay. I was ready to start the clock on how long it took him to figure out what it was.
Sounded like Mel there. Yes.
It's there. Okay, I was talking about the soundtrack for Repo Man, and I'm going through it and I'm going, wait a second. Pablo Picasso's in there? Burning Sensation? I'm like, that's a Modern Lovers song. Jonathan Richman and Modern Lovers, which is, I think, I've heard other people say this too. Jonathan Richman and Modern Lovers are the link between the Velvet Underground. In fact, he has a song called Velvet Underground, which is very funny, but also good. I think they're the link between Velvet Underground and punk rock. I mean, it's a really cool sound. And Modern Lovers not only has Jonathan Richman, who was the singer-songwriter, but Jerry Harrison from Talking Heads, pre-Talking Heads, is in the band. And David Robinson's the drummer, pre-Cars.
Huh.
And John Cale, post-Velvet Underground, he plays on the album. And he produced them, so I don't know. This is a guy who...
Name one other band that's done that.
Now, okay, name one other band that's done this. Pablo Picasso, the song that's in Repo Man, is covered almost by the Holy Trinity of Bowie, Iggy, and Lou Reed. However, Lou Reed doesn't make the Holy Trinity in this case because John Cale covered it, who was also in Velvet Underground with Lou Reed. So it's almost the Holy Trinity. I mean, that's Bowie, Iggy, and John Cale, and he's got a lot of other people cover songs. But I sent you the Pablo Picasso version that Bowie did.
Jack White covered it, too.
Jack White covered it? How fucking cool is that?
Yeah.
Anybody else?
It's the only one I recognize.
I think Bowie just slays this. Curious because it's done very faithfully by the others. The Burning Sensations covered in Weep on Earth.
Sounds like,
I'm not sure I recognize it yet. It
sounds like one of the shredding videos.
I don't want no more kids, but I give you a paint job.
John Cale's cover is pretty good. Actually, all the covers are good. Iggy's is just on acoustic. But anyway, I was just blown away to see that song was in Repo Man. I had no idea. I loved the song. And then finding out Bowie, Iggy, and John Cale covered it. And White Stripes.
Well, just Jack, but yeah.
Amazing. We found out today, I guess that's the end of the list.
Any new videos of Lebanon?
Of what?
Of Lebanon, Beirut. Have you seen any, Brandon?
I've been searching, but the same videos
keep... I hope he produces a melting car before too long.
I forgot about that.
It's there. All you got to do, it's on this video that I showed you. You just have to look closer, you're a little far away from that monitor. Oh, but
nice. Not that far away. I stood up and went right up next to it like Kerrigan's mom.
Mom, that was a cheap shot.
Yeah, I want to do the entertainment news, I guess, while we're on that soundtracks. Did you see Portia de Rossi, quote unquote, broke her silence about Ellen?
Everyone's waiting for her to break her silence.
I guess Portia de Rossi really knows how the staff is treated at the Ellen show. Yeah. I mean, really?
Her opinion is not going to be biased at all, right?
This to me is like Amy Schumer checking in on a sexual assault.
Yeah.
Was she there? Does Portia de Rossi, does she hang around the show a lot? Does she really know how it works?
I think this is a little worse because she's, you know, she's going down on Ellen, right?
Yeah.
So she's, of course she's going to defend her.
But I mean, as far as them knowing, and Kevin Hart, too, defends her. Diane Keaton, Katy Perry, Jerry O'Connell. Do they really know how the staff is treated? Do they really know?
No. I'm starting to feel, though, like it's a lot of people that, I don't know. I'm kind of torn on the whole Ellen thing. And not that I like Ellen or care for Ellen, but Brandon, you and I were talking about it beforehand, and it's kind of like maybe we expect her to be a really harsh boss. The not being able to look at her is fucking weird.
I thought that I would see her get a lot of defenders because of her past.
Because she's Ellen.
Yeah, she's Ellen.
She has a lot of power. I mean,
she's done a lot for the gay community. This is one of the biggest stars to come out during the 90s and really push and help that. And plus her show, despite her being mean to everybody, it kind of comes off like she's very, very nice to everybody. Plus she gives gifts away to all these people and they
does a lot of charity.
That's what drives the staff crazy, yeah. Is that they're told it's all supposed to be fun. It's all happy. Be kind to everyone, she says. And they're not. They are not kind to the staff there. In fact, they're bullies.
No, that's hypocritical.
And they've already had someone come in and talk to people and try to get a feeling for what's going on. And they've already said, we're very disappointed about what's going on with the show. It's really pretty shitty. And she fired one guy and acted like, it's crazy. I didn't know. But she blew the guy out.
There's another news story on there, too, about how cold and crass she is. See if I can find it.
I mean, there's a lot of people who try to tell you this virtue signaling is like the thing of 2020, telling people how wonderful you are.
I guess I just expect Hollywood to be a very cutthroat business, and most bosses that get to her level aren't going to be the nicest people.
Well, Jay Leno had a real shitty lady working for him. You know, she was a bitch.
Yeah.
And he fired her eventually, but people were miserable. So I don't let Jay off the hook for that, and I don't think he let himself off the hook for that.
By the way, behind the scenes, Ellen has been hysterical, according to a source. She told Page Six she felt like...
That's a sexist description!
Everything she has worked for so hard was falling apart. She's crushed! Too bad. I guess she could have been nicer to people. Now, did you know the New York Times?
They also cut the people off of their paychecks when COVID-19 came, and that was kind of brutal, you know, because that show is a cash cow. That show makes hundreds of millions of dollars, and Ellen pockets $87 million a year.
Do you remember the comedian that came out and that started coming out after the whole...
Yes.
She's comparing to being in jail, being quarantined, she compared it to being in jail. Remember that?
Oh, when Ellen said that, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So people got really mad at that.
And he asked for examples of Ellen being a bitch because that's apparently it's an open secret in Hollywood that Ellen is just not that nice.
The problem with the being in jail comparison is that it was the setup to a joke. Did you know that?
I didn't know that, but I honestly don't hold that against her. I don't hold the whole George Bush thing against her. There's another thing that apparently enraged people that she did. Not the kind of people who just are viewers of the show, but I mean people like Alyssa Milano or someone like that. Well, you know, someone who just demands complete adherence to a certain manner of behavior.
They were so mad at her, though, for saying that being self-quarantined in her, you know, palace in California was like being in jail. But what she said is, one thing that I've learned from being in quarantine is that people, this is like being in jail. It is what it is. It's mostly because I've been wearing the same clothes for 10 days and everyone in here is gay. Not a good joke, but a joke nonetheless.
I just don't think the joke has anything to do with it.
Well, no.
How she treats her people is how she treats her people.
It's not funny, but
I understand that.
You know, I get it.
And there's a bunch of little bullshit that you'll read, like she bullied an audience member for stealing something, and she bitched out Dakota Johnson for not inviting her to a party, or something. And none of that stuff matters. And Brad Garrett and Leah Thompson said they detected some, you know, unsettling activity on the set. But none of these people work there.
Former
Ellen. People that work there, and they've spoken. And when she apologized, they all kind of said, "Fuck you."
Former Ellen producer Hedda Muscat said she noticed, quote, a culture of fear from the very beginning of her tenure on the show, which began in 2003. I'd never seen this before, she said. I've never been around a toxic host. She claimed that executive producer Ed Glavin contributed to the negativity in the office, recalling one incident in which he allegedly screamed at a crew member during a staff meeting. He just went off on them, she said. His whole face turned red. We were stunned. She remembered waiting for Ellen to say something, but say something to Glavin, but she just giggled instead. DeGeneres crossed her legs up on the chair and said, "Well, I guess every production needs their dog," the ex-staffer said. And from then on, Ed knew Ed was going to be the barking dog, her dog. I feel like she hired a lot of sensitive people because it probably was viewed as a very woke workplace. And then they get there because an executive producer yells at someone.
It's a toxic work environment. She's got two executives that were sexually assaulting people who were gay, and it's great if she wants to hire gay executives, but it's not any different than having a heterosexual person when they're not treating people
properly.
Did
you read the complaints in the BuzzFeed article at all?
Yeah, I did.
Didn't you find some of them to be a little, you know, soft?
Well, you know, I think that's one of these things where they find a story, and that story, by the way, is not something... That's not a story you really had to dig up, because there were a lot of people talking about this.
No, she's not nice. But
then they go out and they start, you know, enlisting people to, hey, tell me what shitty is going on at the Ellen Show. And so people give you all these things. And you, to bolster your story, you just include all of it. Just like Brian Callen.
Sure.
And, you know, there's a rape story. And then there's three other stories that are significantly less. But then you four people talk to the LA Times. But it doesn't sound like a great place to work. And it's also they do blow a lot of people out, but that probably happens. I don't know.
It also doesn't sound like it's the horrific place that it's being made out to be. I don't know.
Hard to say. I mean, I can't say I know. It'll be interesting to see. I thought it was just odd that when she sort of she really did apologize. And then everybody told her to fuck off. I know. Yeah. Well, that tells me something, though.
No, you're right. Yeah.
She also acted like she has nothing to do with it.
Sad face.
I'm so busy. I just had to, because I'm such a star now, I had to leave it in the hands of other people. And they did this, and I'm really sorry. I don't know. That doesn't do much for me. And you know what? Her workplace should be very woke. It should treat people the way they're supposed to be treated, because that's her whole image.
Yeah.
That's why it's a story, I think.
That's fair. Yeah.
You know, if it was...
Yeah, because it's contradictory to how she acts on the camera, in front of the camera.
Kristen Cavallari, people are going apeshit because she posted a picture of her hugging Stephen Coletti from Laguna Beach.
Stephen Coletti.
As if Stephen Coletti wants anything to do with her.
No. How old was the picture?
Oh, wow. It's just like the oldest, but you got three brats from some other... I don't know.
Yeah, nobody wants Jay Cutler's sloppy seconds. You said that before.
Dr. Dre's wife is challenging his prenup. Mm-hmm. I thought that was an interesting story. Yeah. Well, I don't know. There's a lot of money at stake. And... this is her story, and I love her story. She says, and it seems there may be something to this, she was pressured heavily into it. That doesn't matter. If he says, look, if you're going to marry me, you got to sign this, and she feels pressured, but she goes through with it, then she decided that she wanted to be married with him enough that she didn't really care. But his attorneys hired her attorney.
Oh.
Her attorney in the prenup is someone who worked with his attorneys, because she didn't really have an attorney. So apparently it's like, look, we got you an attorney. You'll be represented. Everything's cool. So
now she's challenging it.
She's challenging it. And she also says that 2 years after they were married, Dr. Dre was very ashamed of the prenup and tore it up in front of her.
Oh, yeah, right. I'm sure he did.
I don't think tearing it up in their house has any legal. Yeah. I don't think that really affects it from a legal standpoint.
No. Maybe it was just a symbol to get out of something, an argument with her.
Probably.
Who are the women we've talked about before that post topless photos of themselves because they need attention?
There's the one list of them. Hugh Grant.
You hit the nail.
Paulina Porizkova.
She did it again today.
Melanie Griffith was putting out a lot of pictures of herself.
Kate Beckinsale is one.
Yeah, Kate Beckinsale does. And
Elizabeth Hurley, but we all like Elizabeth Hurley.
I mean, look at that wrinkled neck. It's like, I know, you know, Paulina, you're 55, lady.
What is that pic? Why is she doing?
You're really pretty for your age, but we don't really need, if there's so many better nude pictures than yours.
Why is she putting that picture out?
I don't know. She's doing this all the time. She's lacking attention, obviously.
I think she's trying to raise her clout so she become an influencer in the sense of Kasich left her no money.
I think that she's going to need to do a porno with about six guys, and she's going to need to get them all up at once somehow. Sorry. I mean, if she really wants attention.
I'd watch it.
I would watch it.
Come on, you sissies. I can fit more of you.
Sissies.
Elizabeth Hurley cannot stop posting
pictures. Glad she can't.
Well, she's really pretty, as is Emily Ratajkowski, but it's sort of like, is there anything else you do? I mean, I understand you have hot privilege, and you need to show us all how hot you are all the time, and there are people that want to see your picture every few hours, but I...
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
There's been a celebrity breakup.
Who are we talking about?
Paris Jackson has broken up with her bandmate and boyfriend.
Wait, but what about the
Gabriel?
Band? Is the band going to stay together?
Let's see. Sources close to Paris tell TMZ she's decided it's time to go solo. He was holding
solo,
her back.
They had no success as a group.
The breakup.
You can't go solo when you have no success.
That's a great point. Go solo from what?
Come on, Mick Jagger had a hard time going solo.
Gotta change your name and don't use Michael Jackson. See how well you did do.
Yeah, she should disguise herself, change her name, and go into the record companies and see how well that goes.
Of course, the breakup is totally amicable. It just ran its course.
But they had... They were equally damaged. Remember, they were perfectly equally damaged when they met.
Exactly.
And now he's more damaged because she dumped him.
Oh, that's right.
Go solo.
And also, she cannot be classified sexually. She pointed out that there's no classification for me sexually.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's...
Don't call me bisexual. Don't call me heterosexual. Let's see. There's
for some reason, she's still being interviewed about that. Today, she gave another interview to talk about her sexuality.
Well, that was the you can't classify me. And she's quoted as saying, I wouldn't consider myself bisexual because I've dated more than just men and women. More than men and women.
Robots and stuff.
She doesn't care what's in your pants.
It has nothing to do with what's in your pants. It has nothing to do with what your XY chromosome makeup is. It's literally just what you are as a person.
She's a pansexual.
Well, no, she can't be classified. You can't do that.
Yeah, no labels, Brandon. Stop trying to label her.
Wait
just
a second.
Like, don't label her dad as a pedophile.
Why is
or black.
Why is she slated to star in Habit opposite Bella Thorne?
Isn't that where she's playing lesbian Jesus because the internet wanted her to?
Yeah, she's playing lesbian Jesus.
Because the internet wanted her to.
Whatever.
But don't put labels on
her.
I'm so sorry, Paris.
She's had a tough life.
Christ.
Man.
Oh, let's see. Was there any other entertainment stuff today?
I think I got breaking news.
Oh bring it.
Did you find that
Antonio
melting car?
Brown lost that lawsuit today.
Which one? Oh, that breaking news. There's a lot of lawsuits. That's what you should have said, Brandon. Well, no, this is a different lawsuit. What are you talking about?
Did you see McCartney did another interview?
I did. It was very long.
What was it about? Was there anything new in it?
It wasn't very informative for me.
It doesn't like Alan Klein. Who's Alan Klein? Why doesn't he not like Alan Klein?
Alan Klein was the manager John Lennon wanted to hire.
And George and Ringo, according
George
to
George and
Paul.
Ringo, well, they were going along with John Lennon, and Paul McCartney knew that the Rolling Stones were not happy with him, and also knew, I think he'd been sued quite a bit,
really?
He was demanding 20%.
Oh, wow.
And they were demanding, they said, Paul, you got to sign this by this weekend. Paul said, we are not paying anyone 20%.
Wow. So that's why he sued the Beatles.
That was why he sued, because he did not want to be contractually obligated to Alan Klein.
Smart.
And and eventually George Ringo and John sued Alan Klein too.
It's smart. Hard to believe that guy got ripped off by Michael Jackson.
Oh yeah.
I thought he was a friend.
That was pretty brutal though.
It was really
brutal. That was really brutal.
Man.
I introduced him to Never Neverland.
He never saw my butthole. I didn't know he was such a boozer either, though, McCartney.
I think when the Beatles split up, he was getting pretty bombed. The NBA ratings are the word they used today was unremarkable. They said the first night when they had the Lakers and Clippers, mm-hmm. that the numbers were phenomenal, and the other game did very well. But other than those two games, they're averaging about where they left off before COVID-19. But unfortunately, where they left off was about 16% below last year.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know, why would it be a, you know, because like NFL is way up and doing very well. Major League Baseball, I guess, is doing well at this point, but it's also kind of sinking back to normal.
Yeah.
Hockey has just never even been bumped.
That's crazy.
I know, that's weird. I would think hockey would get a bump.
I think they'd all be high because a lot of them are getting a lot of national broadcast primetime shows.
Absolutely.
There's nothing else, huh?
No, I would think they would have fabulous ratings. But
I did see that they at least tested everybody, and I don't think there's a single NHL player who caught COVID.
Really?
So the bubbles there are working. And
no,
I think the NBA
doesn't have any problems, do they?
Too.
Does baseball have any more problems today?
You know what? I haven't seen any new ones.
The next one might shut it down. I mean, it sucks we don't even get any baseball this week with the Tigers. We have to wait until Friday because the Cardinals had to go party at the casino and the Marlins had to go to some club, even though Derek Jeter said, no, they just went out for some
bullshit.
No, that's what blows me away about the University of Kentucky when I was watching a story today. I'm like, wait a second. Major League Baseball players can't control themselves, and they're paid a shit ton of money. How are college students going to stop partying? And by the way, all the people they interviewed who were, I think some were getting their temperature checked or they were just sort of getting their stuff together on campus.
Yeah.
They all like, you know, oh, I can't wait to see everybody. I mean, they're not there just to study.
No.
They're all excited to be back. And I just don't know. How can you expect it to go well?
It's not going to go well.
Oh, I forgot they have the COVID-19 headquarters or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
The COVID center.
It'll all just disappear miraculously.
Rafael Nadal says he will not play in the U.S. Open.
Yeah.
Because of COVID-19. They also lost the number one woman seed. I don't know what her name is, but she's not playing.
Was it the one that Serena Williams yelled at when she lost?
Probably.
Stole her thunder?
If she yelled at her, she's got to be good.
From Japan. Remember that?
Yeah, I know. The girl wins, and she's practically crying as she's being handed the trophy.
Stories
and
about how pissed
I like to play tennis, but
you know,
I'm not good in it.
That was one of those stories that was handled in the most fucked up way,
yeah.
Because the media made it sound like the judge was sexist, because if a man was yelling at him like that, she wouldn't have been assigned a point. She wouldn't have lost a point. And no, she was a complete cunt, and she took all the attention away from this, what was the girl, 16 or something?
Yeah,
and this is the girl's bawling as she's getting the winning trophy because she feels so bad.
I know, she ended up apologizing for crying.
She apologized for winning, I think, didn't she?
Yeah.
There's another sports story today that... That's Serena, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's the match.
Yeah, she's playing Bezos.
What a concept.
Did you say it was Coco Gauff? Was that?
That's not the one I was thinking of, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, okay.
I thought this story today was just so fucked up and just says a lot about everything, even though it's just a silly college football story. TCU football is practicing like everybody else is practicing.
Well, it's Texas. Nothing's going on there.
And no, not at all. No problems. Everybody's going back to school, and they got a COVID center. They got a headquarters.
Totally fine.
So it's good. Even if they don't do anything, they just have one. Anyway, the football players yesterday boycotted practice because head coach Gary Patterson asked a player not to use the word, the N-word. And when he said this, he said the word,
mm-hmm.
which the one guy tweeted that is not okay in any context. Now this is why this happened. Dylan Jordan went to Pitt last year, and he had problems at Pitt. I don't know exactly what happened.
Anyway, Dylan, you son of a bitch!
Or maybe he went 2 years ago. He transferred.
Not Pittsburgh in Pennsylvania, but the other one in Kansas. Like it's a.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think it's a D2 school,
okay,
or JUCO school or something.
That makes sense.
I think. I'm not positive.
Anyway, he just transferred there.
Yeah.
And he posted a picture of his girlfriend on Twitter on National Girlfriend Day, which I guess Patterson was kind of ragging him, teasing him about
good. He
practice. Yeah, I kind of thought that way. So this guy, Dylan Jordan, you know, who is a redshirt freshman at TCU, he's new with the team. He confronts Coach Patterson. And I guess it got a little bit ugly, and Patterson called him a fucking brat.
And said,
I ought to send you back to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
I thought he was talking about Pitt.
No, I think he's talking about Pittsburgh, Kansas. Yeah, hello.
Which is nowhere. So then Jordan is so angry about this, he posts this N-word story. Coach Patterson used the N-word, and he gave no context whatsoever. He didn't say he was telling someone to stop using it.
Mm-hmm.
And then says it's not acceptable in any context. And then other players came out to defend the coach saying, no, that's not how it happened. He didn't just call someone the N-word or just say it out of the blue. He was telling someone not to say it. And then the coach ends up having to, of course, say, I have learned a great lesson. Yeah. I never should use it in any form whatsoever. And anyway, they mispracticed it. And I just thought, you know, these stories are really obnoxious. It really makes the coaches sound like the players just kind of feel like, hey, fuck you. I mean,
except that most
players don't do that.
So most of the players backed him up, and so did the university because of the context.
But they skipped practice yesterday.
So most importantly, well, did they skip it or was it just not?
No, I think they
skipped it.
You know what? They had a team meeting and cleared the air and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, but I mean,
most importantly, did he send the guy back to Pitt? Because I still send him back to Pitt for being a fucking brat.
But here's what happens when this guy goes on Twitter and says this. The whole world then has to hear and see this story that Gary Patterson fires off the N-word.
Yeah.
And it's way out of context. And I don't understand these people calling out their head coaches, the people who are really probably most responsible or helpful in them having a future in the sport, if that's what they want. I really don't understand this whole idea of doing this. Just like when who's the coach that was wearing the shirt with the network on it?
I'm 40. I'm a man. Oklahoma State.
Gundy, yeah. And it's apparently a very conservative network. And so the players demanded, or the player said he was going to transfer.
A man. Player I'm 40.
Just goes on Twitter and says, I'm transferring.
Yeah.
And then they have a meeting, and he apologizes profusely. I have to wonder how... How well these coaches are really taking all these apologies. Are they really that sorry? I mean, there's nothing else they can do. They have to apologize.
Well, yeah.
In Patterson's case.
Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, I'm really not sure he had anything to apologize about. I mean, I don't know why he didn't call it the N-word. But this whole business, by the way, of people using the N-word all they want and more than they want, whether it's in rap music or and then castigating anyone who even uses it in quoting someone just seems insane to me.
I would also like to mention that the player, the brat, also replied to him when he said he's going to send him back to Pittsburgh, replied, for what? I ain't did nothing.
Dylan!
Oh,
son of a bitch.
Well, I'm sure he's not there to play football anymore.
And that's what he said. You've been saying the N-word. Well, he didn't say the N-word, but you've been saying it in a meeting room.
I cut him. I fucking cut him.
Yeah, he's not good enough, too. That's the real
point. Well, he's just stirring up shit. He's not communicating at all. And plus, he's awfully soft. If him ribbing him about putting a picture of his girlfriend up is really, really.
Yeah.
So, let's see. I guess that's about it today.
Well, Jerry Falwell Jr. had a pretty cool picture.
I saw the picture. He's with who is that chick he's with?
Someone who is not his wife. That's all. That's all Twitter said. But he's
and her pants are unbuckled. She's in a little tiny little outfit.
Yeah,
and his pants are unbuckled too.
Yeah.
But they're walking around.
But it's led to a pretty funny meme online where people are now doing the Falwell, where they're taking selfies with. You know, their underwear hanging out the front. Which, speaking of which, that reminds me of that guy who had his pants unbuckled and slapped that chick in Florida. I didn't realize, dude, how much he was dangling there.
Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that.
There were two major slaps in the news, and one was the guy. And I guess this woman, she's okay. She's got a GoFundMe, of course.
A GoFundMe for being slapped?
She got hit.
All right.
Hard. Well, here's the other one.
Who slaps her?
We'll get to it. Here's the other one. This is the newer one. This guy lost his job, and he's being charged now. He's yelling at a Burger King employee about another Burger King employee because she miscounted the amount of nuggets he was supposed to have, which, you know, come on. Who's going to be able to keep their cool during that?
Oh, God.
Go ahead and hit play.
Can't fucking jail her for robbery and stealing stuff. So she needs to get the fuck out of here before I get her put in jail for the rest of her life.
Sir, you are on camera right now.
You see it?
What the fuck?
I know. I feel bad for the employee. He's just trying to say, "Sir, you're on camera right now," and he just slaps the glasses out of his
face. What was he talking about putting someone in jail?
Because she didn't put a ramen of nuggets in his order.
Oh, so you think she's going to go to jail? That was the customer saying that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he was going to put the employee in jail because she can't count.
I think he'll be going to jail, actually.
He's already in trouble.
What a cocksucker.
Lost his job.
Where did he work?
I mean,
do you have a good job, or was it just a regular job, or what?
I don't know what he did at the company, but it seemed like an acceptable job. It wasn't a piece of shit job.
What the fuck is wrong with people? I mean, honestly, what the fuck is wrong with people?
Wait till you see this guy, because this guy is a piece of shit. I don't know.
Can you make it full screen?
I don't know where to start with this guy. You'll hear him say, "Call Donald Trump right now."
A white supremacist, the Aryan nation will rule the world. People covered in tattoos are going to be my closest relatives.
His pants open.
I don't give a fuck. Call Donald Trump, please.
I'm not going to call Donald Trump.
This bitch on the table right now.
Please, somebody
call
Donald
Trump. This
is bad.
Here comes
the
slap.
This lady tries to stop him.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that one's
big
bad.
Slap.
Wow.
And everybody just.
So did this guy get arrested?
Oh yeah.
Why are his pants unbuckled? Is he doing the Falwell?
I mean,
isn't that ironic that his pants are unbuckled right after this Jerry Falwell thing?
Well, it was before. Falwell was after. Well, although Falwell's picture was before, but. That story became out.
He wouldn't have known about the picture.
It's almost like he's trying to show off his manscaping job. Did you notice that, Brandon? The guy had a lack of pubes.
Yeah, I think he shaves. But he's also got all these... I mean, he's got a huge swastika right on his chest.
Yeah.
He's got all these white supremacist tattoos.
Wait, is that a penis? Oh, no. I thought it was a penis.
It's a big sword on his stomach with what looks to be, I don't know, Greek writing, Latin, maybe.
It's hard for me to believe that he's going to be happy with all those tattoos in 10 years. I don't know. Call me crazy.
GoFundMe is at $22,000.
Does she have medical bills? I mean, that was a hell of a slap.
She says she had a concussion and has headaches and nausea.
I swear, both those two guys, I know they just slapped someone, hit someone, assaulted someone. I just feel like just put them fucking away for 6 months. That's just fucking crazy.
Yeah. And then there was, I don't know if you saw the one California where they and they're anti-maskers, but I'm actually on their side here. They're sitting there without their masks on, and the one guy's wearing the body camera video. Did you see this, Brandon?
I did. So it's weird because the guy, you know, I think I said it. You want to play the video because it's actually they explain it pretty well.
Oh, in the news story, yeah. But they weren't really doing anything. And then this one, you know, 20-something-year-old white girl decides that she does not like the fact that they're wearing masks. And probably that they're wearing the one guy had a MAGA hat on. Here you go.
Oh, well, we know that probably has a lot to do with
it. Which is why he wears a body cam.
Yeah.
Because people give him so much shit for wearing a MAGA hat.
It's kind of, if you're getting that much shit where you have to wear a body cam, maybe not wear the hat. I don't know.
Get her off me! Get your girl off me!
All sparked over an argument about masks.
Wait, who's fighting who?
You'll see.
Yeah, absurd.
James Hernandez was recording and Matthew Roy was swinging. The two Manhattan Beach locals don't believe in wearing masks, and they were called out for it by a couple on Friday while they were eating burritos.
You don't need to be wearing masks.
No, we don't. We're locals here, but we're on the other side. We're on the other side of the fence. We don't believe in this stuff.
Hernandez was wearing his body cam at the time because he says he has to as a Trump supporter.
Because I wear a Trump hat, I've had a lot of confrontations, I guess. The first thing they said to us, yeah, put your mask on. And we're like, well, we're eating burritos.
I hadn't even got to start eating the burrito yet before someone wanted to give me a mask lecture.
Both men say neither of them were looking for conflict on this day, keeping their backs to the couple.
I guess the guy really wanted to impress his girlfriend because, I was pretty dismissive. I thought when I turned my back on him, they just move on. But he wanted to stand there and engage me.
He says the woman stuck her middle finger in his face, and then things escalated.
It's all right.
Look at me for. I didn't say to you.
Oh, no, don't get...
When they hit that coffee, I knew it's over.
Hey, Matt, that was dumb. Hey, off me.
Hey, stop.
Get her off me. Get your girl off me. Get her off me.
And then she decided to slam her coffee into my head, and that's when I decided to get up and beat up her boyfriend.
You shouldn't have thrown the drink in his face.
I don't give a I hope that someone saw that, I would do it 10 times over, motherfucker.
The bloodied man then calls police to report that he's been assaulted.
He punched me in the face. I'm bleeding out of my mouth right now.
Police responded but made no arrests.
What a fucking asshole.
Men are standing firm in their decisions to not mask up.
They really wanted to force us to put a mask on. They just thought we were killing their grandma.
Nobody really believes in a mask, but everybody's scared of Ken and Karen, and I'm not. I don't care anymore.
And the men...
I mean, I don't like their opinion about masks.
They're eating burritos on a bench.
She had to go up and say shit and then throw her iced coffee at them.
Why? I don't understand. Why do people want to confront other people? If they stay away from them, nothing will happen to them.
And also, why does that guy want to have to wear a body camera and get in confrontations just so he can wear his hat?
I would never, in a million years, wear a MAGA hat. I would never wear an Ohio State jersey to a Michigan football game or a Michigan jersey to an Ohio State football game. It's totally ridiculous that you shouldn't be able to wear whatever you want, but I just feel like there are certain assholes who are going to go after you.
You know what? I know a few people that wear their MAGA hats proudly, and they don't have confrontations. This guy said he's been in multiple confrontations to where it seems
I would imagine most people who wear MAGA hats get in confrontations because everyone seems to think everything is their business. And
but Mark,
also, people have decided that if you vote for Donald Trump, you're a racist, and therefore you're wrong, and I hate you. And you're just wrong.
In this case, they were the girl in her boyfriend in flip-flops, which, by the way, fun look when his one flip-flop goes off and he's
yeah,
trying
you
to
don't
fight the guy
well
with
flip-flops.
One flip-flop on. They're totally in the wrong.
What did they think was going to happen when she knocked coffee? What was she knocking his face? Coffee?
She threw her coffee at him, yeah.
What a fucking bitch.
Yeah. Oh, entirely.
Right into his face,
they
too.
They go around doing that to everyone who doesn't wear a mask.
That bitch might, yeah.
Those people, they were nice guys. They really weren't. I mean, I didn't think they were even assholes about it.
But the one guy is wearing, he's taking Mark's advice, and he's wearing a body cam anywhere he goes.
I mean, they did tell her to get the fuck out of her face and all that. Not to say
she stuck her finger in his face.
I know. They're all, yeah.
I mean, that's fucking bullshit. And so that's when she spilled her drink on him.
Yeah, after he said that.
Because he had the audacity to tell her not to stick her middle finger in his face. Which is from behind, by the way. It was very obnoxious. I declare her public cunt number one today. And her boyfriend, I was just assaulted. I love that, he essentially, they start the fight. He kind of gets his ass beat. And hey, call the police. Oh, my God.
Well, the good use of policing there.
Yeah. Why do people have to do that? Why don't you just go about your business?
That's what
good is going to come of that? Do you think they're going to put the mask on?
Nobody
really
walks away from anything.
Well, I thought those guys tried to.
No, I just mean in general, nobody walks away from anything or lets people live their lives anymore.
Masks are becoming. I said this when the executive order first came down. You're going to start seeing a lot of people filming fights because of a mask or lack thereof.
Except, though, I was blown away to see that 82% of voters think there should be a national face mask mandate. I was surprised it was that high, because you get the idea watching all these videos that half the people out there don't want to wear masks. And it turns out it's a much smaller percentage.
Yeah, I think...
I mean, that's 82% that want a national mask mandate. Doesn't even mean that... There's probably a lot of people that want to wear masks that just don't want it to be mandated. I was just kind of surprised.
I haven't seen many people not wearing masks, to be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, I see some, but not many. And I have not been... I have not seen a person that was not wearing a mask that I had to be near.
Yeah, no, that's...
And you know, last night, that stupid Beverly Hills party, did you see that?
Yeah, what was up with that?
Huge
Who's that?
Party.
Whose party is that?
All
Who's
all these people. And the cops show up, because it was loud as hell till 3 in the morning, and the cops basically said, whatever, you know, well, nothing we can do. I mean, what were the cops supposed to do? I didn't really understand it.
You're talking about Beverly Hills.
Yeah, Beverly Hills.
There was one in Nashville, too.
No, there was the big one where the NFL guy threw
a
party.
He was an NFL guy?
And people got shot, including somebody who died.
Yeah, I heard there were fights. Oh, I didn't know somebody died.
Yeah, wasn't there?
Was that the big-ass party?
That was
like
mansion
700
party.
People or something. Yeah, it's a giant mansion.
Let's see. A woman killed and two are wounded after gunfire erupts at a Beverly Crest mansion party. Mm. And then there's some speculation that it was... an NFL player who threw the party, but it doesn't give any name.
Huh. Wonder why they would, Yeah, it was, no, there was a ton of people there, nobody wearing masks, and they're
That's
all...
That's a nice place.
They're all partying and just having a great time, and, I mean, I don't know if anybody... I mean, well, no one was going to go to that party and tell people to put masks on.
Yeah.
And when the police went, it was before the shooting, I guess. So, I don't. It seems like the noise alone. But what are you going to do?
And now there's three parties here from teenagers that are spreading COVID. Was that the big story today locally?
Yeah,
parties,
graduation, prom parties.
Yeah, it seems like graduation
cannot,
parties are spiking.
You cannot not celebrate the incredible achievement of graduating high school. What the? Are you kidding me? Really?
I went to one last
You're supposed
weekend.
To graduate what? High school. What?
Yeah, I went to a graduation party for my cousin's son. Yeah.
That dude's dying ASAP.
And it's weird when I'm in settings where there's a bunch of people.
I honestly
feel nervous.
But you have compromised people that you live with.
We did not have school graduation parties when I graduated high school in the golden ages in the olden days. But I swear to God, it seems like everyone throws a giant party for graduating high school. Like, 18th birthday would seem like a better party reason than graduating high school. Is that an achievement?
Well, except graduation.
Don't we expect people to graduate high school? Isn't that the bare minimum you should do?
Sure.
Well, when did they start?
If I were to choose, I would rather.
I've always known them.
If I were to choose, I'd rather have a graduation party than a birthday party, because my birthday's in the winter. I'd rather have a summer party.
Yeah, graduation parties are fun, man. I thought that they've been happening forever and ever and ever.
I don't think so. I just don't remember people having them. But, you know, that was when...
But the irony is nobody has big college graduation parties.
Not really.
Yeah. Because by then it's, get on with your life, loser.
Yeah, get off the payroll.
Start making some money.
Yeah, but that's like that for graduation parties for a lot of people, because a lot of folks still don't go to college. So it's kind of that, hey, you're grown up now, figure something out type of thing. And plus it gives everybody an opportunity to throw you a couple dollars. I remember
Yeah, that's true.
And the kids all save it, too. They don't blow it on anything.
When I got mine, I put 2 15-inch subwoofers and a 1,000-watt amp and a new CD player into my truck.
Hell yeah. Why not? It's your money.
My nephew graduated. I wrote him a check. He still hasn't cashed it, so I don't know.
How long ago did you write it?
Like 2 months ago. I should probably call him and say, hey, why haven't you cashed that check? Maybe it's appropriate of him. Or he just didn't get it.
That's weird.
That's the way the mail is.
I don't know why when we started the podcast, I always just assume people cash checks really fast. But I've learned that is not the case.
That's
some
true.
Some people cash 6 months at once.
Yeah. Ricky Henderson.
It's pretty crazy.
Ricky Henderson do that? $1 million check?
What was the story about that?
Wasn't his first $1 million check and he framed
and
it?
And 33 of, steals.
Oh, that's right. That's
and he
right.
framed it instead of cashing it. They're like, yeah. Why haven't you cashed $1 million check? It's Ricky Anderson. He'll make more.
Oh, everybody loves Ricky.
Oh, he is
Ricky
the best.
Did it. It's okay.
What the hell is that guy, man?
Hopefully putting together 33 more steal.
I'm going to get him on the phone. I'm going to make it my mission to get Ricky on the phone.
I'd love to talk to him. The guy's a great player, too.
Oh, he's, I'm not joking.
Are you
he was my
me?
Favorite, man.
Best leadoff player of all time.
Yep.
He was a game changer.
Was. And he played till he was like 50.
He ended up in, did he play with Toronto in those?
Yeah.
Some remember, of those good teams?
He played in like a San Diego independent league and dominated.
Played forever. All right, everybody, have a good one. We'll see you tomorrow.
And 33 steal.
COVID-19.